Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. As the U.S. and Israel continue hammering targets in Iran, the Iranians are striking back. The U.S. Embassy compound in Kuwait has apparently been hit, no word on casualties. The BBC's Hugo Bishega in Jerusalem says Iranian strikes on Israel have killed at least 10 people there.
This is the deadliest attack in Israel in this conflict so far, when a missile hit a residential area in the town of Beit Shemesh, west of Jerusalem. A building of a synagogue and of a bomb shelter where people were sheltering during an Iranian missile attack was hit. The building collapsed. There was widespread destruction, and there was a huge search and rescue operation underway for people believed to be trapped under the rubble. Emergency services said that these efforts would continue through the night.
And President Trump is honoring the first Americans who have been killed in the war.
As one nation, we grieve for the true American patriots who have made the ultimate sacrifice.
In a White House video statement, the president offered his prayers and condolences.
We pray for the full recovery of the wounded and send our immense love and eternal gratitude to the families of the fallen.
He also warned that, sadly, there will likely be more U.S. casualties before the end of combat operations. Greg Clugston, Washington.
He was wearing clothing emblazoned with an Iranian flag design and the words "property of Allah." The man who shot two people dead, wounded 14 others at a popular Texas night spot over the weekend. The FBI says the shooting in Austin is being investigated as a potential act of terrorism. Police shot and killed the man, said by authorities to be a U.S. citizen originally from Senegal. As oil prices rise, stock markets worldwide, including here at home, decline. The Dow down more than 500 points. Townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and it stressed me out. But what I thought was a solution turned out to be a problem. I kept hearing ads about debt settlement that seemed too good to be true. And actually, it was. When I called, they told me to stop paying my bills. That didn't sound right to me at all, so I hung up. Later, I found out that debt settlement is bad, real bad. Then I learned that there is a right way to pay off your credit cards. It's called a debt management program from the great team at Trinity. Trinity had a plan. In the end, I paid off my bills, I saved thousands, and I even improved my credit score.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Heather. Please forget debt settlement and remember Trinity Debt Management.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
A couple of things within the last 45 minutes, which are just now clearing. Northbound I-83 at Belfast Road, and an accident now in Howard County near Woodbine Road on I-70 eastbound through there. That was the band, folks. They'll be back later. In the meantime, all of that has cleared. The Beltway looks good. Lanes are open in both the harbor tunnels, and we're good to go right now through the Annapolis area Bay Bridge with the lanes clear, both east and westbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Tracking our next winter weather maker as we'll see some potential snow showers for some of us as we get into your Monday afternoon and Monday night as well. Not much in the way of actual accumulation, but temperatures definitely cold. We'll transition to more of a wintry mix into early Tuesday and then warmer by the end of the week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
29 degrees in White Marsh and 27 in Joppa Town at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. Fox 45 reports that crews battled a two-alarm fire at a vacant row home in West Baltimore on Sunday morning. According to Baltimore City Fire Department, units responded shortly after 9:45 a.m. to a Code X fire in the 2900 block of Westwood Avenue. Officials say the severity of the blaze prompted a second alarm response, bringing additional firefighters and equipment to the scene. And a 15-year-old repeat offender, already wanted by police, was arrested while in possession of a handgun, officials said. Officers responded to the 2400 block of Liberty Heights Avenue for a report of multiple disorderly individuals. There, officers located the wanted 15-year-old. The teen was taken into custody without incident, police said. And Baltimore County Police are investigating a shooting in Dundalk. The shooting happened shortly after 4 p.m. Friday in the 400 block of Avondale Road. Police say the 19-year-old victim was taken to a hospital, but there's been no update on his condition. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 324, the pick four, 6920. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Fronten and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. O's and Red Sox yesterday from Fort Myers, and the injury to Sam Basayo from last week is now firmly in the rearview mirror.
A nice early morning coffee date.
Deep right field, Samuel Basayo. That will land on one hop and bounce into the bullpen.
Kevin Brown had the call on the Mid-Atlantic Sports Network. Basayo 2-for-2 on the overcast afternoon. And that two-run double pulled the Birds within 6-4 in the fifth. And Baltimore would rally for an 8-7 win over Boston. Game marked the spring debut of Chris Bassitt in an Oriole uniform, pitching the first two innings. Manager Craig Auburn has asked in the postgame about his impressions.
He accomplished what he needed to. We got him back out there for the third up, which was awesome. So, no, he looked right where he needed to be.
Bassitt, two innings pitched, two hits, two earned runs, and two walks. NASCAR yesterday at the Circuit of Americas track in Austin, Texas. Tyler Reddick making racing history.
Well, they said this could not be done. Winning the first three races of the NASCAR season. No one has ever done it. Not since 1949.
Call on Fox, the pride of Corning, California, takes the checkered flag and his place in history, and he did it for Michael Jordan's 23XI racing team. Coming up in 30 minutes, is Tyler Linderbaum worth the money? And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Fronten and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Good morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Monday, March 2nd. We finally made it to March. Hip, hip, hooray, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up on the program this hour,
Baltimore County PD pays a visit to a man who made a Facebook post on the BGE victims page. We'll tell you about that. Bill Clinton deposition. He thought on Friday that was going to be the big bombshell. No. Our top story is today, President Trump and the United States, along with Israel, laying out the mission, the objectives, and the reasons for striking in Iran in Operation Epic Fury. And again, just for context here, for 47 years, and I remember vividly, I was in my senior in college in 1979 when the American hostages, when the U.S. Embassy was attacked by Iran, and our hostages were taken, held well over a year before President Reagan was able to secure their release. I vividly remember in 1983, 241 Marines were killed in Beirut when Iran, through its proxy Hezbollah, hit a truck bomb and took out those Marines. Ronald Reagan said it was his biggest regret as president. For decades now, 37 years under the Ayatollah Khamenei, U.S. troops, Americans, thousands of Americans have been killed by Iran and their proxies. They are this, the world's single biggest sponsor of state terrorism in the world. They were playing games with the nuclear deal negotiations. And President Trump, who tried to do it diplomatically, tried to do it through peaceful negotiations, and said enough is enough. They're just they're trying to draw things out and stringing us along. And finally, along with Israel, and just, you know, we knew there was a massive fleet that was in the Persian Gulf and in the Red Sea, et cetera. So it was time. And you never want to see anybody go to war. And yes, we've had casualties already. But again, all this this Democrat and some GOP response saying this is about regime change. He's getting us into a foreign war. He promised not to do that. That is just false. That is propaganda by the left and some in the deep state. And there were just two comments made during the initial 8-minute statement that we saw early Saturday morning that stuck out to me. And this is the first one.
When we are finished, take over your government. It will be yours to take. This will be probably your only chance for generations.
This is not Iraq 2.0, where we go in and we put in our own little puppets and we have ground troops in there and they get bogged down. That's not what this president is strategizing. That's not what he wants to do. He wants to create the conditions for the Iranian people to be able to take over their government, elect their own leaders, and be the architects of their own future. We don't want to have anything to do with it other than taking out the current regime, its military command, and the Ayatollahs. And the other, I think, smart thing he has done here, he sent a message to the Iranian Republican Guard Corps that, you know, if you cooperate with us, we will grant you full immunity.
Lay down your arms. You will be treated fairly with total immunity, or you will face certain death.
The problem is, last time in Iraq, we wiped out all the generals, we wiped out all the military command, and that gave birth to, eventually, ISIS. So President Trump has seen these mistakes made by other presidents, by other administrations, and he is not going to repeat those mistakes. So for those of you calling this is regime change, this is Iraq 2.0, you couldn't be further from the truth. Why don't you go back and study history? We'll get to that in a little bit, because this is also part, there's another strategic reason why Iran had to be taken down. We'll share those with you in just a moment as well. 613 traffic and weather on the threes. Once again with the update, it is time for the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker. Morning, Chuck.
Morning, and looking here live at the east end of the Bay Bridge to eastbound, where we're looking at July. Very nice sunrise there. Westbound is open, and then we've gone over towards Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge, and through the ramps at I-97. No complaints right now. All is well. Traffic is running okay on the Beltway, filling in now just a bit. We'll start to back up soon, I would think, on the outer loop between Liberty Road and I-70 down to Route 40. We'll keep an eye on that. Parkville side, still running just fine. JFX is clear. And actually, right now, we're still under a 5-minute delay, and we're pretty smooth right now, southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Cold day today. Possible snow showers starting a little bit later on this afternoon. Won't amount to much. Continuing overnight. Could be a wintry mix Tuesday morning and then turning over to cold rain. But by the weekend, just hang in there. Things are going to look really, really nice. Right now, 27 in Columbia, 24 in Owings Mills. And it's time for some one-liner news for you today. As you now know, Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei is dead. He is taking a permanent dirt nap.
See ya.
Yeah.
And, he fell to pieces.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh!
And the Iranian people.
Blowed up.
Iranian people are so sad, and they took to the streets to celebrate. Did you see all the celebrations?
Oh, in yeah. Boston, everything.
New yep. York, Los Angeles, globally, worldwide.
Yep.
And those idiots that attacked the U.S. Embassy in Pakistan, they got an FAFO, that's for sure. A new study out at Harvard has discovered the scientific reason why basketball shoes squeak on the court.
Why is that?
Yeah. Well, who cares? That's why they're studying at Harvard? No wonder what at Harvard, okay? President Trump is right. Their funding should be cut, right?
Mm-hmm.
Actor Jim Carrey made an appearance at an award show in France, and the internet is all abuzz about his very odd appearance. Some speculating it was an impersonator.
Uh-huh. The different color eyes, apparently.
Oh, is that right? You've been following this.
I have a daughter who follows that. She's like my inside
okay.
connection to
she
stuff
follows
that's
Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
So some are saying it could have been a clone.
That's what they're saying.
Because most clones are just cheap imitations, like Ace Ventura 2. That was a bad one.
I never saw any.
In a recent interview, actor Shia LaBeouf blames a small man complex for his recent unruly and violent behavior in New Orleans. It takes a big man, and then he has a small man complex, that's for sure.
And you know, he was so good. There was a movie called The Greatest Game Ever Played. It was about the U.S. Open.
Yes.
When Francis, we met. And he played a part in that. It was so good.
And oh, you and Shia?
Goof.
You and Shia met?
No.
Oh.
No. But I loved the movie.
Oh, okay. I thought you said we met.
I had sounded
the guy that played it. Never mind. Talking to you is like talking to a wall. Francis, we met.
Oh, okay.
Should have been we may. They pronounce it U.S.
Yeah. Or whatever that.
Not Macron.
En français.
Not Macron.
En français, monsieur.
That says, you can't be bombing in there.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul's overturned a decision by the DMV in her state that would allow a man to keep his vanity license plate. Pee before we go. Hochul said she made it a number one priority. Sad news. Singer-songwriter Neil Sedaka died on Friday. He was 86. He was hospitalized in L.A. after experiencing a medical emergency. He passed later that day. One of the great songwriters of all time. He came from the famous Brill Building, which was, then Carole King, Jerry Goffin, Cynthia Weil, Barry Mann. These were guys that just pumped out hit after hit. Here's just a few of Neil Sedaka's. You know, I wrote, not many people know he wrote Love Will Keep Us Together. That was Captain and Tennille's number one hit.
Mm-hmm.
Towards the end of the song, if you listen very carefully, you can hear Tony Tennille sing Sedaka Is Back.
Sedaka Is Back.
Right? Yeah.
I heard that rumor, too. I didn't know whether it was that one or, when the Captain and Tennille did it.
Right.
That song he did called Oh Carol, and the only song I didn't really like by him, because in the middle, he sounded like a Sissy Mary.
You know who that was about?
Carole King?
It was. Yeah. It was about Carole King, and Carole King did an answer called O'Neill.
Yeah.
In response to Neil Sedaka.
But he was singing,
oh, they're interesting.
Me, and you made me cry. Said, Neil, please, step it up.
Get up here!
maybe I'm going to punch you in the face, he should have said, something like that.
Those of us that have actually tried to use voicemail to get anything done, it's a voicemail hell for most of us. But people who call the Washington State Department of Licensing and press 2 for Spanish got Spanish. But then when they pressed one for English, here's what it sounded like.
Please press one for English. Dos para español. Thank you for calling the Department of Licensing Customer Support Center. For assistance with scheduling a driver licensing office appointment, canceling an existing appointment, or questions about an upcoming appointment, please press one. Thank you.
The reaction online to the accent was absurdly humorous. A lot of people compared it to Consuela from Family Guy. It was hilarious to us in the moment because it was so absurd, but it has real accessibility issues for people who call in every day.
So apparently the person that was recording the English that day got sick or something, and so the heavily accented English, she just took over and put it up there for English. I mean, technically it was English.
Technically it was, yeah,
but it was heavily accented.
Just a tag. Right.
Got to have a little sense of humor about this stuff, right? All right.
Question about badges. Badges?
You don't need, no, need no stinking badges. Badges. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 620. You can join us here 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. We're talking about Operation Epic Fury, probably the, well, besides D-Day, one of the largest U.S. and obviously with Israel as an ally since World War II, one of the largest scale operations to take down the Iranian regime. If you would like to weigh in on that, you can. 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us am680@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Up next, the president issued another statement last night and talking about the three U.S. service members who were killed and the five that were seriously wounded. Stay with us here on Casey and Company.
Now, here's the Mangione Minute.
This week in Annapolis, Democrats chose their priorities, power, politics, and illegal aliens. First, the Democrats redistricted to eliminate our only Republican in Congress. And Governor Westmore called it, quote, fairness. Well, that's a lie, Governor. It's a blatant power grab to give Democrats every congressional seat in Maryland and to boost your presidential ambitions. Then they voted to end 287G, the program that lets local police work with ICE to remove illegal alien criminals. Think about that and ask, have Democrats ever stood with the families of murder victims like Kayla Hamilton or Dakara Thompson? Have Democrats ever said a word about the violence and destruction caused by illegal aliens in Maryland? No. Instead of fighting sky-high BG&E bills or crushing taxes and rising crime, Democrats chose to protect illegal aliens and play political games.
Listen for the Mangione Minute every week on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Should also point out that Iran was behind. Their proxies are the Houthis, the Hezbollahs, and Hamas, and they were the ones that helped fund Hamas, along with the Biden regime, by the way, into the 10/7 attack on Israel, which was, we all remember how that played out just a couple of years ago. So, again, it is time for all of that to end, and President Trump and Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu are trying to make that happen. 6:23, traffic and weather on the threes, and we're going to get caught up with a traffic update in just a second, but here with all the latest, once again, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
I surprised Kristen because I was being quiet.
Yeah, that is a surprise.
It is.
Nobody would. Everybody that knows you would never, ever describe you as being quiet.
Now, people get scared of me when I'm quiet.
Yeah.
What are you thinking of? I'm going to kill you. They go, okay, then go ahead and talk and laugh and yuck it up. The BW Parkway is running fine right here at Route 100 down to Route 32 and including up around the bridge at Hanover Road. Absolutely perfect right now, both directions. And normally we get a little backup on the ramp at I-97, or at 197, I should say. And now the northbound traffic is running just fine through there. So far, so good. No issues at the tunnels with the building traffic. 895 around O'Donnell Street, which is normal. 95 is still okay at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. JFX, you're fine right now from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Cold today. Possible snow showers starting later this afternoon. Won't really amount to anything at all. Continuing overnight. Could be wintry mix at time Tuesday morning. Turning over to cold rain eventually. So still a little bit of old man winter, but maybe by this weekend will be a distant memory. Right now, 29 and clear in Annapolis, 27 in Ellicott City. So clearly the president in his eight-minute statement on Saturday laid out, I think, brilliantly the whys and the wherefores and the reasons. And I think that the mission here, the strategic mission, is to finish off the nuclear program, which Iran was rebuilding, by the way. They were trying to stall for time to rebuild that nuclear program. The number two is to destroy their ballistic missile program. They got short-range and long-range ballistic missiles. Some of these long-range ballistic missiles can hit Europe and elsewhere, and that needs to have been taken down. That's a reason why this campaign might take 3 to 4 weeks through the air and sea. And then, finally, the regime change, but it's going to be initiated by the Iranian people. They're going to be the ones that are going to have to take down the government and take it over, as President Trump just said at the beginning. And the strategies for this, number one, I do think is, besides the fact to punish Iran for what it has done for 47 years to the United States and to the American people. By the way, there was also another assassination plot that Iran had started against President Trump that we got wind of. And he told a reporter that, I got the Khamenei before he could get to me. They've been going around assassinating people, much like other countries have done as well. We have to deal with that. But the strategies here, number one is China. China buys most of its oil from Iran, and that will significantly impact China. Two, Russia gets most of its kamikaze drones from Iran, and that might bring about an end to the war in Ukraine. But number three is this, to loosen the grip of the global elitists and the British Empire, which has controlled oil in Iran and has been partially responsible for all the puppets that we've seen in Iran for 108 years, going back to 1908, or 118 years, I think. Going back to 1908 when Anglo-Iran oil started, that evolved eventually into British Petroleum. British Petroleum, of course, and they're part of the global order, which, again, we fought two wars against the British, and now this is a financial war that President Trump is trying to reinstall the American system. And that is our manufacturing, our energy independence. We're not going to be part of this new world order, and President Trump is all part of the the chess pieces on the board. So there's a lot. It's a lot more involved than that, but I just want to make sure you knew that President Trump certainly has an end game here, and it does not involve U.S. ground troops. Speaking of troops, he did express his sympathies for three Americans killed, five seriously wounded so far.
We pray for the full recovery of the wounded and send our immense love and eternal gratitude to the families of the fallen. And sadly, there will likely be more. Before it ends, that's the way it is. Likely be more.
He said the entire military command has been completely, gone. 48 leaders in Iran taken out in that early morning strike. They did it in broad daylight. I guess there was a false sense of security by the Ayatollah and the IRGC.
The entire military command is gone as well, and many of them want to surrender into saving their lives.
And now, of course, the new leader, which is Larijani on an interim basis, and he's a hardliner, just like the new Ayatollah will be a hardliner. He's a death to America type. They allegedly want to talk to President Trump, but President Trump has insisted that the IRGC and Iran lay down their arms before any talks can continue.
I once again urge the Revolutionary Guard, the Iranian military, police, to lay down your arms and receive full immunity or face certain death. it will be certain death.
And why is that important? It's important because there has to be some structure still left in the country that can run the country. When you take down everything like we did in Iraq, that was a brutal mistake, and that is something that we're not going to see happen here. President Trump realizes that you still need people to run the country, still need people to keep the military intact, but just take away their ability to shoot at their neighbors. And by the way, the Saudis, they're on the verge. If they get attacked again by Iran, and look for the Saudis to join in the attack as well, because some of their Gulf countries have also now been attacked in a desperate Hail Mary attempt for Iran to stay hold on to power. All right, don't forget Town Appliance. A couple of guys, a couple of my friends went in to see Mayor over the weekend, and they ordered a brand new refrigerator for their place. And they said they got the five-star great white glove treatment, and, of course, got a great price. And there was lots to choose from, and there's 70 different brands on display at Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. So whether it's a single appliance or an entire kitchen upgrade, make it Town Appliance for all your appliance needs. It is 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Baltimore police say a 15-year-old is facing charges following his arrest at Mondawmin Mall on Saturday. Police say the teen is a repeat offender who was wanted on an active warrant, and he was allegedly found with a gun. Police say the teen has prior arrests for robberies, carjacking, and an assault. According to Fox 45 News, it's not clear if the teen remained in custody after his arrest. A Bel Air man has been sentenced to 12 years in prison after pleading guilty to drug trafficking and gun charges. 38-year-old Kaylin Salvatore was arrested in January 2025 after detectives in Harford County found nearly $1,600 worth of crack cocaine on his person and seven guns and related paraphernalia at his home in the area of Tollgate Road. The first 5 years of Salvatore's sentence will be served without the possibility of parole. Salvatore was banned from having guns after convictions for drug trafficking in 2022, second-degree assault in 2009, and first-degree burglary in 2010. Annapolis Mayor Jared Littman will hold another town hall meeting with residents this week. On Tuesday, the Ward 5 town hall will take place from 6:30 until 8 p.m. at the Pittmoyer Rec Center. Littman says a core part of his plan as mayor is engaging with residents and businesses. He says if Annapolis is going to work for everyone, city government has to listen carefully and build solutions within the community. A town hall for Ward 3 takes place next week, and the town hall for Ward 1 is scheduled for April 7th. And Senators Chris Van Hollen and Angela Alsobrooks have issued statements regarding U.S. military actions in Iran. Van Hollen says Trump's attack on Iran was not America first, and he's being played by Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and the Saudi Crown Prince. And putting Americans at risk to advance their personal ambitions is a complete betrayal. 6:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, Greg Talbot with Strategic Tax Resolution. Tax enforcement and defense strategies have changed a lot over the last year. After nearly 5 years, the IRS has restarted automated collections. You could be next for bank levies and wage garnishments. Ignoring the issue is not an option. Call 443-367-9000 to get protected. You have unfiled returns or can't renew your license? We work directly with the IRS and state so you don't have to. Let us use our proven strategies and experience with the IRS and state to resolve your tax issue. Qualified clients have cut their tax debt by more than 90%. How would that feel? Act now to learn the latest updates to tax relief programs. Your eligibility might not be the same. Strategic Tax Resolution, local, trusted, A-plus rated by the BBB. Call 443-367-9000. Ask for me, Greg Talbot, 443-367-9000. You've got a guy on your side. StrategicTaxResolution.com. Get relief.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
So brake lights now on the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway. We've grown back into the area of the Eastern Avenue ramp, the Eastern Avenue Bridge, and the Urban Avenue ramp. So now we're looking at maybe 5 to 7, maybe 10 minutes at the most on 895 southbound. And 95 was still running okay last time we looked around the curve at O'Donnell Street. The lanes are open there. There's only a brief delay at the top of the hill at 95 at the Keith Avenue ramp. The west side outer loop now beginning to fill in Liberty Road, I-70, and down through Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Tracking our next winter weather maker as we'll see some potential snow showers for some of us as we get into your Monday afternoon and Monday night as well. Not much in the way of actual accumulation, but temperatures definitely cold. We'll transition to more of a wintry mix into early Tuesday and then warmer by the end of the week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Orioles outfielder Enrique Bradfield continuing to turn some heads in spring training.
Than probably ever before will be called this year. Bradfield will track this one down in right field. Sensational play by Enrique Bradfield Jr.
Tevin Brown had the call on Masson. He won't make opening day, but Bradfield's speed and athleticism at the bat and in the field could help the Orioles at some point this season. Count the manager as a big fan.
The speed was on display today. That was fun to watch. I'm glad he bunted for a hit. Good to see him open up a little bit.
Bradfield 1-for-2, 2 runs scored, the catch, as you heard, and also threw a runner out at second base. Ravens back in Baltimore today, hoping they've done the right thing with Tyler Linderbaum. The Ravens declining his fifth-year option last year, a contract that would have paid him $23.4 million. And then last week, GM Eric DaCosta said this when asked about Linderbaum at the Combine in Indianapolis.
We've had conversations since the end of the season, and at this point in time, we've made him a market-setting deal, proposal, offer, and hopefully we can get something done with him between now and the start of the new league year.
Which is the 11th of March. The problem is the value is probably in the $18 to $20 million range, which Linderbaum would look at as a slap in the face, and there may have to be a pivot here. And again, the team has until March 11th before he hits free agency. Quite a tale of two halves yesterday, basketball-wise, Maryland taking on Rutgers at home.
Here comes Mills for Maryland. Knocked away and stolen. Jermichael Davis all the way to the cup, got the layup to go.
Dave Sims had the call on FS1. Jermichael Davis with the steal and score for Rutgers. One of 14 first-half turnovers for Maryland, who trailed by 19 at the break, and they could not overcome 69-65 the final. After the game, head coach Buzz Williams was asked, why so sloppy in the half?
I was caught off guard in the first half. I would not say fatigue.
That's not probably good. NASCAR history made yesterday at the COTA in Austin, Texas. Tyler Reddick doing something that had never been done before.
Well, they said this could not be done. Winning the first three races of the NASCAR season. No one has ever done it. Not since 1949. It happens today. Three-peat for Tyler Reddick.
Call on Fox. Reddick, the Daytona 500, the Atlanta event last week, and Austin yesterday. Post-race, Fox Sports' Jamie Little caught up with the racing team's owner.
Michael Jordan is out of breath. That's 3 weeks in a row. 77-year history of NASCAR, Michael. This has never been done. What can you say about the domination by your team today?
It's time for change. Time for change.
Man does know a little bit about winning. The time now is 6:37. When we return, is Iran's World Cup in limbo.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. If your kitchen or bath is ready for an upgrade, it's time to call the experts at John Hagee Remodeling. Choose chic cabinet refacing for a brand new look without the time, mess, and cost of custom remodeling, or let their design experts plan your complete kitchen or bath remodel. Either way, you get award-winning craftsmanship and customer service. See some of their amazing work at johnhagee.com. That's John, H-E-A-G-Y.com. Or stop by their showroom on York Road in Hunt Valley. Call John Hagee Remodeling today.
First off, hope you had a good weekend, a restful weekend.
I had a great weekend. I was pet sitting. I was my grand dog. My grand dog, River.
River the Grand Dog.
The Red Golden Retriever.
Is that a Disney movie?
River the Grand Dog. Like it should be.
It could be, yeah.
It should be a great movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Well, listen, hey, I know obviously sports aren't the most important thing going on in the world today, but it is interesting. Yesterday's attack or Saturday's attack on Iran, what could it mean for Iran and the summer... Pardon me, the Summer World Cup, because Iran, or I should say the U.S., was supposed to host all of Iran's games. Mm-hmm. They were going to play two in L.A., they were going to play one in Seattle. I think the Seattle game was against Egypt. So, you know, the question is, who knows what will happen in the next couple months, but should the U.S. host Iran? What do you think the political fallout
towards the sports should be.
All I saw was the dancing in the streets in Los Angeles yesterday by the Iranian community. The expat community was out, and boy, they were celebrating. The signs thanking Trump. Look, this is the first president really to try to punish Iran for truly what they have done. Not the people of Iran. But the murderous mad mullahs in the IRGC.
Absolutely.
And I think that finally, hopefully, the Iranian people take this and run with it, and they will begin to that long path to freedom. And I think sport has a great way of unifying a country.
I think it would be tremendous if the if it works out over the next 3 months.
Yeah.
It would be tremendous if the Iranian athletes came and we can celebrate with them in L.A. and Seattle.
It would be a great story.
Also, just one other note. Formula One announced it's also monitoring the conflict. They are supposed to have a race scheduled in Bahrain in April.
Right.
So we'll see what
we'll see what happens. Yeah, they've been missile attacks in Dubai and Bahrain,
Kuwait,
UAE, etc. So, you know, we're still in the early throes of this campaign. Could last a full month. We'll see what happens. All right. Thanks, Gary.
Indeed, we are.
6:39. Let's take some phone calls here this morning. Mark is in Baltimore. Good morning, Mark.
Yes, good morning, Sean and company. We're very pleased with what's happening so far to help restore democracy to Iran. We waited 47 years for this. Now, the one thing we have to make sure in this country while we're doing operations overseas and around the world is to make sure our country is safe, because we got to be aware of Iranian sleeper cells. And, of course, we had that horrible terrorist incident, at least I call it as such, down in Texas, because there are sleeper cells that are not going to capitulate. They're going to the U.S. demands to surrender and all that. So what do you know about the situation and all that? I was not aware there was an assassination attempt that was being planned on President Trump. So what do you know?
Yeah, that, well, I can tell that was reported over the weekend that President Trump was aware of it, and he made it a reference in, with John Carl at WABC saying, well, I got him before he could get me. And so there was CIA, which was crucial with the intel that put all these individuals together on Saturday morning. In one spot in broad daylight. See, and interestingly enough, and Mark, thanks so much for the call. People don't realize this, but this attack occurred on the 11th day of the 9th month in during Ramadan in the Muslim calendar, which happens to be 9/11. You think that was done by coincidence? Look, the timing was right, you know, they did it. And usually, they like to do these things in the middle of the night for cover. And this time they sent in a fleet of kamikaze drones as decoys, which completely overwhelmed and confused the Iranian radar defense system. So a brilliant. And, of course, Israel was in charge of taking out the leadership. The U.S. was in charge of taking out the defense systems, command and control, some of the ballistic missile launchers, et cetera. It was coordinated to the T. Mike in Nottingham, good morning.
Good morning, Sean. Sean, I'm breathing a great sigh of relief. My concern was ICBMs, 10,000 to 20,000 nuclear missiles aimed at our children and grandchildren one day.
They have long range. I don't believe they have ICBMs. I know they have long range missiles that could... That could hit Europe, but not the continental United States. But they were working on those.
They wanted ICBMs.
Yeah, they did. Absolutely, no doubt. And with that mindset, with that ideology of bringing on Armageddon, that's why we all said, and even Democrats agreed to this, but they took a different tack. They wanted to try to, sweet talk them, and that can't be done. These people only basically recognize one thing, that's brute force, and that's what president. That's the reason why I think you saw some short-range missile attacks against neighboring countries, because we had to go after the long-range ones first. But we'll get more of that from the U.S. CENTCOM. And, Mike, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Want to play close to our vest. And I love all these armchair quarterbacks and generals and military experts that appear on the Talking Head shows over the weekend. They don't know. I mean, they're speculating, but they don't know. I don't trust anything that I read in the media about this operation until it is confirmed by CENTCOM or the President of the United States, who's the Commander-in-Chief. Okay? That to me, they're the true authority. All right, coming up, Bill Clinton's deposition had some interesting things to say in his statement after he testified about Jeffrey Epstein. And believe it or not, Governor Wes Moore and the mayor felt compelled to make statements about the strikes in Iran, which were completely unnecessary, but that's what these two jokers do. 6:43, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, with the update now, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
The west side, outer loop now is beginning to fill.
still in. Not really too much stop and go at this point, but definitely busy from right before Liberty Road down through Route 40, the inner loop through Pikesville. That includes Park Heights Avenue, Green Spring, JFX. No problems. The northeast outer loop is filling in now at Hartford Road and then eventually around towards Providence Road. Clear enough this morning that I think, again, anybody south and eastbound may have some sunshine problems, but we'll see how that works out. And in the meantime, it looks like now we're probably up to about 7 to maybe 10 minute delays at the Old Harbor Tunnel southbound. 95 is still running okay at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The big junction downtown at Camden Yards, the lanes are clear. 95 Russell Street ramp and the ramp to 395 inbound to the convention center. The lanes are open. There's a minor wreck downtown at Park Avenue at Mulberry Street, immediately out of the downtown area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
In WCBM, Fox 45 weather authority forecast, we're cold today. Old Man Winter's not giving up its vice-like grip here on us, but maybe some snow showers later this afternoon. It will not amount to much. No accumulations continuing overnight. Could be a wintry mix for tomorrow's morning rush hour. Then it will turn over to cold air a little bit later on. By the weekend, we might see temperatures into the mid to upper 60s. So.
Yes.
Saturday was gorgeous. Saturday was absolutely gorgeous here. Reisterstown right now 24, 26 in Pikesville. And it is time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of
Butterball Jensen.
But I've learned to expect nothing but aggravation from you anyhow.
It's National Egg McMuffin Day.
It's Dollar Egg McMuffin Monday.
Would you like hash browns with that?
Now that's a price I can pay.
How about a McCafe Cappuccino?
Too much stupid boss gives me a raise. It's Dollar Egg McMuffin Monday.
Egg McMuffin breakfast sandwich made its debut in 1971. It's packed with 17 to 20 grams of protein, still made with a freshly cracked egg.
It's so good.
And today, $1.
$1. Oh, it's going to be packed
if
over
you
there.
You go by that, you get everybody all day, as long as they serve breakfast, $1 for your Egg McMuffin. That's a good. Yeah. I think we need an official breakfast sandwich of the Casey and Company here.
We do.
Don't we? What should it be? Should it be one of these national franchises, or should we go with a local
company? Think we should go local.
Local? Okay. All right. Are you listening to Towson Hot Bagels? I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Jam Smucker Company announced the Smucker's fruit spreads will have a new and fresh label on its glass jam jars.
With a name like Smucker's, it has to be good.
It's the first time in 30 years. You'll see changes in how the fruit is pictured and more text detailing the jam is spreadable and blended fruit. Years ago, a Brooksville man tried to start up his own little jam company. They called it Schmucker's. But it didn't go over too well.
I had a stand at Reisterstown Road in Old Court.
Oh, man.
Must be jam, because Jilly don't shake like that.
The people from Shapiro said, hey, take a walk. Get out of here.
Shapiro says long gone. It tells you how long you've been there.
Oh, my God, I know that.
Yeah, jeez.
That shows you how long ago I was there.
Exactly. Krispy Kreme partnered with Oreo to feature two new limited-time donuts. They are the new Golden Oreo Donut. And the new chocolate Oreo Dream Donut as well.
Holy smoke, my teeth are hurting just hearing that.
Lots of sugar there. And M&M's is debuting three new bakery-inspired flavors, peanut butter cinnamon roll, cherry chocolate cupcake, and lemon meringue pie flavored M&M's. Now available at a store near you.
That's a bit, I just think, I don't know, I'm not much for changes.
Just give me a look.
Give me a flipping M&M for God's sake.
It was the M&M, and then the big thing was the M&M peanut, because I really like the M&M peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
Then they really got me with the M&M peanuts, or pretzels rather, because I love chocolate-covered pretzels.
Oh, that is nothing like that.
But then they got crazy. You know, so now you got all sorts of M&M's all over the place. Yes, everybody's doing it. Oreos, M&M's, the Snickers bars. Remember Mars bars?
Whatever happened to Mars bars? You don't see them anywhere.
Yeah, they're still around, I think. Yeah, I've seen them. Mars bars. Milky Way, they started changing stuff up. So it's all incredible. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 6:48, 12 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. Governor Wes Moore felt compelled. I think it was a completely unnecessary statement. I'm closely monitoring the ongoing military operations in Iran. International military actions have a direct and profound impact on Maryland's families and communities. He goes on to remind us he served in Afghanistan, blah, blah, blah. He says, for decades, the Iranian regime has been an agent of terror in the region, and we've been able to reach bipartisan consensus to restrict nuclear capabilities and promote stability in the region. No, we haven't. I mean, I don't know what news this guy's been paying attention to. We've not. The Obama nuclear deal was horrific and gave them billions of dollars in cash and pallets. Remember that? Then Joe Biden gave them billions of dollars, which they then farmed out to their proxies, the Houthis and the Hezbollahs and Hamas, which then was parlayed in a complete, utterly devastating attack on Israel. I don't know what history book Governor Moore apparently is not cracking open the history book or just has forgotten history. So that's his statement was unnecessary. This is just politics, folks. You know, it's just pure pandering for politics. Look at me. I'm the governor of the state of Maryland. Let me flex my muscles for you. And then equally stupefying is the mayor, Brandon Scott. He put out, Trump is a liar and a chaos agent. He's never been anti-war or pro-public safety. He's choosing to cause violence in our city streets and across the globe because he's failing on his promises to bring down prices and invest in communities. Only about himself, never about you. Okay, we're going to get to the mayor's food and party addiction coming up a little bit later on the show. Speaking of prices, wow, over $890,000 spent on food and parties since this dude's been in office. It's 8:50. Want to tell you about our friends at Rescue and Natural Supplements. Just had a great show yesterday with Dr. Shapiro talking about Orsine. That's a great supplement. Does help sustain your energy all day long. Helps, again, provide fuel for your cells. Helps to regulate your blood pressure, along with other great added benefits. I had a tough time getting my copy book out of here this morning. It's just been a weird Monday, hasn't it, Kristen? You know, buttons not working, all sorts of stuff. It happens. I don't know what the gremlins over the weekend, but something definitely went down here over the weekend. Anyway, Rescue Natural Supplements, again, all natural. I've been taking them for over 15 years, and I swear by them. I take omega-3s. I take the LDLX Q10, red yeast rice. The Rescue Orsine is also one of our top sellers, number two overall. So all you have to do right now is also for omega-3s. We've got a great deal for you right now on omega-3s, and that includes to buy any premium omega-3. You buy one, you get one free. That's buy one, get one free today. Helps to support healthy circulation, balanced blood pressure, lower triglycerides. They help fortify your health as you age. Everyone should be on an omega-3. I was talking to Dr. Shapiro yesterday. 90% of Americans are omega-3 deficient. 90%. Now, I know I'm not one because I take omega-3s each and every day, but maybe you are. Try yours today, omega-3. Buy one, get one free. Use the coupon code omega-50, 1-800-26-ALIVE, or you can log online at res-q.com.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
Yeah, you know, there's been a lot of a Democrat response. We'll play Chris Van Hollen maybe a little bit later on the show. We just heard from Governor Wes Moore, Mayor Scott, Angela Alsobrooks. But here's racist Rashida Tlaib, who is a member of the Jihad Squad. Listen to what she tweeted out yesterday. Quote, both the U.S. and genocidal Israel doesn't care about the laws. This is who they are. They. She's a duly elected member of Congress. She allegedly is an American. She serves in the United States Congress, and she's referencing the United States as they. Boy, what a true reveal. The left is now revealing who they truly are. 6:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
We're back towards Annapolis, I-97 right here at Route 32. Lanes are open there from 178 going down to the ramp at Route 50. Some areas already on 50 eastbound, especially at the Bay Bridge. Could get a little bright sunshine there, but the main span is still clear. 3 westbound, 2 eastbound, with no delays through the area. There was a police car that was there for just about 3 or 4 minutes when we saw it on the east end of the Severn River Bridge and before the ramp at Route 450. Put his lights on and he pulled away. So right now it looks like that area has recovered and all the lanes are open again on the eastbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Cold today. Maybe a snow shower a little bit later on this afternoon. No accumulations really expected. Tomorrow could be a wintry mix in the morning. Turning over to cold rain. Let's just get through this next 24 hours, and then we might see warming temperatures by the end of the weekend. Right now, 35 and windy in Ocean City, 28 in Severn. So it was Bill Clinton, a.k.a. Sick Willie's turn in the hole on Friday. Closed-door deposition before the House Oversight Committee with Chairman James Comer and others on that committee. Immediately after his testimony, he took to deliver a video statement. At first, he says the one of the reasons why is because no man is above the law, including presidents, blah, 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 blah. But then he got into it with his the second reason why he decided to testify.
The second reason I was there is that the girls and women whose lives Jeffrey Epstein destroyed deserve not just justice, but healing. They've been waiting too long for both. Though my brief acquaintance with Epstein ended years before his crimes came to light, and though I never witnessed during our limited interactions any indication of what was truly going on, I offered the little I do know in the hope that it would help prevent anything like this from ever happening again.
All right, did you catch that? His brief acquaintance with Jeffrey Epstein. Let me tell you how brief it was. On 17 occasions, Jeffrey, Mr. Briefs, and Sick Willie entertained each other at the White House. 17 times. On 27 different occasions, Jeffrey Epstein hosted Bill Clinton at his Epstein Island for another one of those brief acquaintances. So there's a total of at least, this is what we know, 44 occasions. Would that be brief? Maybe each encounter was brief, but that's a lot. The frequency in that alone makes it suspicious. And then he claims that when his crimes came to light in 2008 when he got that sweetheart deal down in Florida, that doesn't mean that you weren't witness to them earlier, but we'll get to that a little bit later on. He also felt that he had to, after all, he wants to survive in his own home. He needed to defend Hillary.
I also have to say something personal. Republicans made Hillary testify yesterday, and she had nothing to do with Jeffrey Epstein, nothing. She has no memory of ever even meeting him. She neither traveled with him nor visited any of his properties. So whether 10 people or 10,000 people were subpoenaed, including her, was simply not right.
Well, again, there are some pictures as to whether or not a lot of people are telling me there's a lot of fake stuff out there. That's a problem now with everything on social media. You don't know whether it's AI or not. But there is a picture of that has been confirmed of Jeffrey Epstein's gal pal, Ghislaine Maxwell, at Hillary's wedding. So now she wasn't with Jeffrey Epstein. She was with somebody else. But I have a tough time believing that she never, ever met Jeffrey Epstein. And finally, he went on to say that in this particular case, that his in Jeffrey Epstein's case, that he did nothing wrong. He never saw anything and he didn't do anything.
First, I had no idea of the crimes Epstein was committed. No matter how many photos they show of me, I have two things that at the end of the day matter far more than any interpretation of 20-year-old photos. I know what I saw and, more importantly, what I didn't see. And I know what I did. And, more importantly, what I didn't do. I saw nothing and I did nothing wrong. As someone who grew up in a home with domestic violence, not only would I not have flown on his plane if I had any inkling of what he was doing, I would have turned him in myself and led the call for justice for his crimes. not the sweetheart deal we got.
Yeah, nobody believes that after I did not have sexual relations with that woman. I saw nothing. I did nothing wrong. First of all, they're also, whether they're 20 years old or not, doesn't matter. Pictures of him in the hot tub with young women, pictures of young women massaging him on airplanes. Come on. Nobody believes that. You're again, you were convicted of perjury, okay? So that in and of itself, how it went down. But more bombshells coming out of the cleanse. We'll do that in our mag update coming up shortly. Tim Kyle Electric, heating, cooling, air conditioning, you name it, they've got it all. And they start off as one of the best electrical companies in Maryland, with interior, exterior wiring. Doesn't matter if it's circuit board or ceiling fans, you name it, they can do it. You can do it all for your electrical work, outdoor landscaping as well. But they've now expanded into HVAC as well, and now would be the time to get them out for your spring checkup, as we are just 3 weeks away from springtime. And all you need to do is give them a call, 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404. Because you want to make sure that that AC is operating efficiently, your filter's changed, and it might need a little bit of service, because that's going to get real expensive in July and August when you're cranking up that air conditioning during the hot, humid summer months. Boy, it'd be nice to experience that right now, wouldn't it? anyway, TimCallCompany.com. Check them out. Tell them to come out. Tell them I told you to call. It's 7 o'clock on KC and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. It has now been confirmed it was friendly fire that brought down three American fighter jets during combat operations in the war with Iran. The U.S. military says Kuwait mistakenly shot down the planes. Pilots and crew, six military service members in all, survived. They bailed out. They're in stable condition. President Trump says the war could last about a month.
The president said the military operation known as Epic Fury is just getting started.
Combat operations continue at this time in full force, and they will continue until all of our objectives are achieved.
In a phone interview with the British newspaper The Daily Mail, the president said the military campaign could last 4 weeks or so. He has described the mission as right and necessary. Greg Clugston, Washington.
As Israel and the U.S. continue to strike Iran, the Iranians have been striking back. Correspondent Sam Mednick in Israel.
I'm at the site of a missile strike in central Israel. First responders are still working, and they're also using machines. They're searching for the rubble, still looking for survivors or more bodies. A synagogue was struck, and at least nine people have been killed. They were sheltering in the safe room of that synagogue. And it's unclear how many people were in that safe room and how many more bodies they might find. Dozens of people are also injured. The roof of that house is blown off, and there's just debris for several blocks. Now, this is the deadliest strike so far in Israel in this conflict, which began on Saturday morning when the United States and Israel launched its offensive against Iran, saying it didn't want Iran to have a nuclear weapon.
Lebanon's government describes Hezbollah's military activities as illegal acts. It's demanding that the terrorist group hand over its weapons. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 461 points, NASDAQ futures off 291. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-2085 or biglou.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
How about the Harbor Tunnel southbound? The lanes are open, but the morning backups now have begun. 95 just around the curve at Eastern Avenue. So it's Eastern Avenue, O'Donnell Street, into the area going south into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. and all four lanes are moving, but somewhere between 10 and 15 minutes there. 895 is backed up to just about the Urban Avenue ramp and Pulaski Highway. So about the same story. Those two lanes are moving southbound on 895. JFX, you're good. There's some areas on the Beltway now. We mentioned skies are clear this morning. Some areas on the Beltway south and eastbound now are already fighting the bright sunshine, so be prepared for that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Tracking our next winter weather maker as we'll see some potential snow showers for some of us as we get into your Monday afternoon and Monday night as well. Not much in the way of actual accumulation, but temperatures definitely cold. We'll transition to more of a wintry mix into early Tuesday and then warmer by the end of the week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
27 degrees in Owings Mills and 29 in Pasadena. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Representative April McLean Delaney is responding to reports of ICE vehicles arriving in Maryland. Photos from a Hagerstown area watchdog group appear to show a fleet of vehicles purchased by the federal government arriving at a facility in Williamsport that the feds plan to use as a detention center. McLean Delaney says she's been coordinating directly with Maryland's governor, attorney general, and U.S. senators to ensure there will be a unified and immediate response. The Independent Investigations Division of the Maryland Attorney General's Office is investigating a fatal police-involved shooting in Howard County. The incident happened in Columbia shortly after midnight on Sunday when police responded to a call about a man threatening to hurt himself at an apartment complex on Freetown Road. Officers did not see the man when they entered the apartment building, but as they exited, a man with a knife walked toward them and refused orders to drop the weapon. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick three was 324. The pick 4-6920. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Tough men awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Belair Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company. 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. The comeback of Orioles right-hander Kyle Bradish continued Saturday against the Braves.
And that was a nasty curveball to strike out Brett Wisely. Swing and a miss. He got it. Not messing around. Another punch out for Bradish. He is three.
Brett Hollander had the call on the Mid-Atlantic Sports Network. Five strikeouts in all for the Fireballer, who allowed four hits and two runs in three innings pitch. Braves would go on to beat Baltimore. 7-5 was the final. After the game, the manager was pleased with Bradish.
Oh, he was really good. Yeah, I thought he was really good. Fastball was crisp. Breaking stuff was right where it needs to be, and he got his work in today. He looked really good.
Caps in the hunt for a playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. They split over the weekend, taking it out of the chin Saturday against Montreal. 6-2 was the final, but a heady performance Friday night at home against the Golden Knights.
Sandin on the go. Enters the zone. Gets the middle. Tap, tap, passing. Score! Pierre-Luc Dubois!
Dubé had the call on Monumental. Welcome back, PLD. Two goals and an assist. A three-point night as the Caps take down Vegas 3-2, currently 2 points behind the Bruins in the East. And finally, this is a head-scratcher from the world of baseball. Former MLB pitcher Daniel Serafini was sentenced on Friday to life in prison without the possibility of parole in the 2021 shooting of his wife's parents during a burglary at their home near Lake Tahoe. Serafini was convicted in July of 2025 of first-degree murder of his father-in-law, Gary Spore, attempted murder of his mother-in-law, Wendy Wood, and first-degree burglary. Spore was killed and Wood survived, though she died a year after the shooting. Coming up in 30 minutes, it's a homecoming for Julian Reese. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros?
being Maryland's oldest and best. They're family owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us, am680wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour, Governor Moore has put out a video on myth-busting. We'll share and explain. Also, the Senate panel is to end the juvenile auto-charging here in the state of Maryland. But once again, we are looking at the ongoing Iran strike, Operation Epic Fury, and, well, we put it in song for you this morning.
Aga, we just bombed Iran, dropped hellfire on their head, pulled my trigger, now they're dead. Aga, the perfect strike had just begun. Was an incredible, beautiful strike. The greatest military operation in the history of the world.
Yeah, well, it certainly has been, obviously there have been some casualties, and we mourn the loss of three Americans killed in action, five others seriously wounded. And then we just heard of the friendly fire strike from Kuwait taking down five or six of our planes. You would think Kuwait should be number one, and thank goodness all the pilots safely ejected, but they should be charged a heavy bill for taking out those jets, whatever the case may be. You would think identify friend or foe codes would have gone out to them, and maybe they did. Maybe this, again, they're not U.S. Radar defense operators, that's for sure. But the good news is the Ayatollah is now taking a permanent dirt nap, as is Mahmoud. I'm in need of jihad. Remember him? He once said Israel must be wiped off the map. He was killed. He was wiped off the map. It's funny how what goes around comes around. Then down in Texas, a jihad attack at an Austin bar left three dead, 14 others injured. Police responding to Buford's bar fired at the suspect, had already shot multiple people. This individual has been identified as 53-year-old Andiaga Diagne, who wore a Property of Allah hoodie during the terrorist attack. I mean, how many mass murderers have to be carrying Qurans before authorities anywhere in Europe or North America begin to get the idea? Maybe, just maybe, there's something in that book that incites violence. But there was, a Quran was found in his car. This is a U.S. citizen from Senegal who was naturalized during the Obama years. In spite of having a rap sheet, he had several arrests on his record before he was allowed to become a citizen of the United States. This is the kind of poison that we're letting into this country and that we're naturalizing. And Florida's Brandon Gill has a solution. We'll get to that in just a second. But this was just, I don't know if you've seen the videos, it's just horrifying. Of first responders, people inside the bar, tried to rendering CPR, first aid. Obviously, it's very graphic and very disturbing at so many different levels. But, again, who knows whether this third world migrant criminal terrorist might have been incentivized by the attacks on Iran and taking out of the Ayatollah. If he's running around wearing a Property of Allah hooded sweatshirt, that obviously doesn't bode well. And that's something that you may want to... if you see something, say something. 713, traffic weather on the threes. Once again with the update, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, we're looking at the Beltway southwest side right here at the BW Parkway. No problems there. The inner loop now at 83 over towards York Road. Bright sunshine. Then again, going over towards Bel Air Road towards 83. Some areas south and eastbound right now, really bright sunshine, slowing up the pace. But no incidents on the Beltway. We're still in the area of 15-minute delays or so southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. Last check, everybody was moving okay. JFX fills in just a bit, but still a good ride from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. Montgomery County, there is a new wreck southbound on I-270 at Route 118. They just moved it off to the shoulder. There's about a mile of slow traffic right now coming south, but with the lanes open once again. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Cold today. Maybe a snow showers later this afternoon. No accumulation expected. Tonight, very cold, but could tomorrow morning we could see a wintry mix starting off with snow, then turning over to cold rain as temperatures begin to warm up. Right now, it is still continued cold. Right now, it is 28 and 726 in Parkville. Time for a MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, very busy weekend for the President of the United States, Commander-in-Chief, who early Saturday morning took to Truth Social and crafted a video statement. It was about 8 minutes long, laying out the objectives, the mission, the reason, and what he hoped to accomplish in striking Iran and its murderous mullah regime.
A short time ago, the United States military began major combat operations in Iran. Our objective is to defend the American people by eliminating imminent threats from the Iranian regime, a vicious group of very hard, terrible people. Its menacing activities directly endanger the United States, our troops, our bases overseas, and our allies throughout the world. For 47 years, the Iranian regime has chanted death to America and waged an unending campaign of bloodshed and mass murder, targeting the United States, our troops, and the innocent people in many, many countries. Among the regime's very first acts was to back a violent takeover of the U.S. Embassy in Tehran, holding dozens of American hostages for 444 days. In 1983, Iran's proxies carried out the Marine Barracks bombing in Beirut that killed 241 American military personnel. In 2000, they knew and were probably involved with the attack on the USS Cole. Many died. Iranian forces killed and maimed hundreds of American service members in Iraq. The regime's proxies have continued to launch countless attacks against American forces stationed in the Middle East in recent years, as well as U.S. naval and commercial vessels in international shipping lanes. It's been mass terror, and we're not going to put up with it any longer.
All right, and that's exactly, that was the history. In short, there's much more to that history. There have been, at least on 44 occasions in the last 47 years, specific attacks on U.S. troops, U.S. civilians, and other U.S. assets. And that's the reason why. But the big reason why is they were trying to rebuild their nuclear program.
They attempted to rebuild their nuclear program and to continue developing long-range missiles that can now threaten our very good friends and allies in Europe, our troops stationed overseas, and could soon reach the American homeland.
While Obama and Biden tried to appease the mullahs with their nuclear deal, President Trump said they took it out. Much of the nuclear facilities in Operation Midnight Hammer last year, but in Operation Epic Fury, it's time to finish the job.
It has always been the policy of the United States, in particular my administration, that this terrorist regime can never have a nuclear weapon.
Never. And that's what this action is all about, because with their radical Islamo-fundamentalist ideology in the book that incites violence called the Quran, they want to try to return the what's called the Mahdi, which is their savior or messiah, which would be the Armageddon. That means the end of the world, and that's what the Ayatollahs and the murderous mullahs believe. And they cannot be allowed to have a weapon that can facilitate that. And President Trump went on to say we needed to destroy and dismantle their missile program as well.
We are going to destroy their missiles and raise their missile industry to the ground. It will be totally, again, obliterated.
And that's what's going to take maybe a couple of weeks, maybe up to a month. We'll see. Under the War Powers Act, President has, you know, clued up to 60 days in order to get this done. And he has the authority, he has the constitutional authority to do it. Meanwhile, Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna was inside the room when Bill Clinton was deposed on Friday and when Hillary was on Thursday. And she said something surprised her about the Clintons regarding Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, it was towards the end of Secretary Clinton's deposition that she had made a mention that Jeffrey Epstein died in mysterious circumstances or died mysteriously. And then today, when Representative Boebert had asked President Clinton about the circumstances surrounding his death, his question and response was very uncomfortable. And he said, well, you know, I'll yield to the autopsy reports. But you could tell that that was not what he felt, I think, the truth to be. And you'll see that in the recorded deposition. And so I thought that that was interesting because Hillary does not mix her words.
No, no, she doesn't. But so it appears that both Clintons do not believe that Jeffrey Epstein killed himself. Unlike conventional wisdom. And President Trump was asked about Bill Clinton being deposed on Friday.
I don't like seeing him deposed, but, you know, they certainly went after me a lot more than that.
Yeah, and one thing that Clinton did say, he exonerated Trump, said didn't see him do anything, had not heard of anything that would implicate Trump in the Epstein wrongdoing. So a former president clearing the current president of any wrongdoing along with himself. So maybe that's what it was all about. And that's why it went down 407 days into our new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
Y-M-C-A. 7:21, and you're listening to Casey and Company. More on that attack in the Austin bar by a Texas terrorist naturalized in this country by Barack Hussein Obama.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Brian, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040.
That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
AM 680, WCBM Baltimore.
This is your president. Maryland has the dumbest governor in America. This guy is out of touch.
He's doing a terrible job on the rebuilding of the Francis Scott Key Bridge and has allowed Baltimore to continue to be a crime disaster. What do you say to being called foul-mouth?
Yeah. Ooh, sweet thing.
You're out of touch. I'm out of touch.
7:23, traffic and weather on the threes on this Monday morning. Here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
There's a new wreck on the Capitol Beltway, the Outer Loop and Prince George's County coming up the Greenbelt Road. It's just beyond Greenbelt Road. I don't actually see the wreck, but I see the impact right here as it's crossing at Greenbelt Road. And through that, they're really slow now. And that's the traffic heading over eventually towards College Park and trying to get over towards 95. Pretty good size backup there already. The wreck in Montgomery County coming down I-270 at Route 118 is on the shoulder now, but there's still some slowing at that point. We're busy on I-95 south, as always, right around Route 32. And then from 216 to Powder Mill Road down to the Capitol Beltway, heavy traffic in that area. That's because of delays with the normal stuff on the outer loop at New Hampshire Avenue going around eventually to the Mormon Temple. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, a cold day today. Possible snow showers won't amount to anything really continuing overnight. Could be wintry mix for tomorrow morning, then turning over to cold rain tomorrow as well. But hang in there, because by the end of the week, we're getting some indications we could have like early spring, at least for this weekend. Right now, sunny, 27 in the city, 29 in Stevensville. We're talking about this third world Muslim migrant terrorist who shot up a Texas bar in Austin. And his name, he was identified now, 53-year-old Ndiaga Diagne, Senegalese, who came into this country back on March 13th, 2000 on a B2 tourist visa, okay? Came in on a tourist visa in June of 2006, 6 years later. Okay, you're in here on a tourist visa, and so what kind of monitoring or what kind of accountability do we have when somebody comes in on a tourist visa and can stay here 6 years? That's not a tourist. Okay. He then adjusted to lawful permanent resident based on a marriage to a U.S. citizen. A lot of these marriages are arranged to keep them into the country because they got to be booted out otherwise. We need to crack down on tourist visas. We need to crack down on these bridal visas and others. He then was naturalized as a U.S. citizen April 5th, 2013, under the Obama administration. But from 2000 to 2008, this Muslim had a history of arrest while living in New York City. So, again, if you have a history of arrests, why are you allowed to become a U.S. citizen? You've already demonstrated that you're not of the moral turpitude of the kind of people that we want here on merit. In fact, he should have been deported after the first arrest. Because, obviously, he cheated on being a tourist, and then who knows what he did with the bridal visa. Like Ilhan Omar, more on that versus Nancy Mace later on in the show. But this is the problem with we need to crack down on, you know, all immigration. And that's the reason why I think that every single illegal alien should be deported from this country. I know President Trump is focusing on the worst of the worst, but every single one of them could be a ticking time bomb. And then the others that come here in here through the botched Afghanistan withdrawal. And here Obama lets this guy in. He didn't let him in. He came in prior to Obama, but he naturalized him with a history of arrest. So Congressman Brandon Gill yesterday called for a ban on immigration from Islamic nations, highlighting the harm it has brought to our country over the decades in the aftermath of this terrorist attack in Texas. Again, and that's something that President Trump has done in the past. From these, some of these Muslim countries that harbor terrorism, that support, endorse, and export terrorism. Gill posted on X, slamming, quote, elitist policymakers who cheered mass migration in the name of diversity, multiculturalism, cheap labor, and political correctness, and calling for the end of immigration from the Islamic world. You now see there are 10 cities in London that have Muslim mayors. 10. UK is gone. France is gone. Germany is gone. And much of the Netherlands is already gone. So Europe can make that fatal mistake. We cannot make the same mistake here in the United States, allowing a ideology. And again, I call it Islamic fundamentalism because these are people who are true believers in the Quran, both, you know, the first book and the second book. And again, the second book is the more violent one, which abrogates the first book. And so the people that are peaceful Muslims are the ones that don't follow the book. But the ones that do, they're the ones that we have to worry about. That's the reason why we cannot allow this kind. In Texas, they're popping up all over the place. Florida, New York, you name it. We cannot make the same mistakes. Vinny Steele is your home sold guarantee realty company. Vinny looks to sell your home, and he will do it. And with the asking price and time frame that you need to sell your home in mind, and then once you agree on both of those, Vinny's going to sell your home. And once you sign on the contract on the dotted line, your home is guaranteed to sell because of the database of nearly 13,000 buyers who are ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. And they get eyes on it even before it hits the open market or the MLS. And it's not a proprietary secret. It's just that Vinny's worked hard to develop and establish this database, and his agents keep that in mind as well. So so many people have contacted me. They've sold their home within minutes, days, not weeks, months, or even years. Call Vinny today, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or online at vinnysteo.com. 7:30, let's get the latest news headlines. And once again, here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. City Police are investigating a deadly crash in Northwest Baltimore. Police were called to the 2900 block of Liberty Heights Avenue at around 6:30 Sunday morning, where they found a car that struck a parked tractor trailer. The driver was still in the sedan, and she was pronounced dead at the scene. The victim's name has not been released, and the crash remains under investigation. Baltimore County Police are investigating a shooting in Dundalk. The shooting happened shortly after 4 p.m. Friday in the 400 block of Avondale Road. Police say the 19-year-old victim was taken to a hospital, but there's been no update on his condition or the extent of his injury. Police have not released any information on a suspect or what led to the shooting. Anyone with information is asked to call police or Metro Crime Stoppers. The U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis is increasing security and limiting visitors following the attack on Iran. As a result of current world events, Naval Support Activity Annapolis and the Academy are increasing force protection measures, and they will remain in effect until further notice. And Baltimore police say a 15-year-old is facing charges following his arrest at Mondawmin Mall on Saturday. Police say the teen is a repeat offender who was wanted on an active warrant, and he was allegedly found with a gun. Police say the teen has prior arrests for robberies, carjacking, and an assault. According to Fox 45 News, it's not clear if the teen remained in custody after his arrest. And a Bel Air man has been sentenced to 12 years in prison after pleading guilty to drug trafficking and gun charges. 38-year-old Keelan Salvatore was arrested in January of 2025 after detectives in Harford County found nearly $1,600 worth of crack cocaine on his person and seven guns and related paraphernalia at his home in the area of Tollgate Road. The first 5 years of Salvatore's sentence will be served without the possibility of parole. 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowi and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now, they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We're picking up a little heavy traffic here north on 95 as you're coming up from the Beltway and then crossing up around the area of the Caton Avenue ramp and in towards DeSoto Road and up towards 395. I think some of that is the bright sunshine. Nothing evident up around 395 itself. So the traffic right in that area, at least at the junction, as you're heading up towards the Fort McHenry Tunnel, right there before you get to 395, that sunshine is right on your windshield. So I'm sure that's part of it. The Sky Ramp this morning is clear. That's the big ramp that brings you in to the convention center and up to Camden Yards, your exit ramp from 95 south onto Russell Street. All the lanes are open. The new update on the incident on the Capitol Beltway at Greenbelt Road was a broken down vehicle, not a wreck, has been cleared now and is on the right shoulder, and we should now improve through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Tracking our next winter weather maker as we'll see some potential snow showers for some of us as we get into your Monday afternoon and Monday night as well. Not much in the way of actual accumulation, but temperatures definitely cold. We'll transition to more of a wintry mix into early Tuesday and then warmer by the end of the week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Perhaps the Oriole most under the microscope this spring and summer will be O's backstop, Adley Rutschman. MLB's number one overall pick in 2019 looked like a surefire star until June of 24, and then crickets from Rutschman for the last 18 months. Saturday against the Braves was a good sign, though.
The weather's a little better.
You want to call this Adley bomb? Rutschman.
Adley Rutschman with the left. There we go.
Halfway of the cycle.
A double left-handed, a homer right-handed.
Brad Hollander and the crew had the call on Masson. It's early. Spring doesn't mean much. Rutschman 4 for 15 with a double and a homer in the early going. O's, by the way, with a rare off day today. Gunnar Henderson has already left Sarasota. He'll be in Houston to prepare for the WBC, which starts on Wednesday. Ravens news, the team's brass back from Indianapolis, working through off-season contract negotiating. Top of the list, of course, is Lamar. Salary of $50 million this year, a $74 million cap hit. And that needs to be reduced. Here's OverTheCap.com's Brian McFarland on the route the Ravens should take.
He's got a $50 million salary, so I don't think they would restructure all of that. But if they restructured 40 of that, let's just say, he has this year, next year, and then void years after that. So that would spread that 40 out over four remaining years. That would reduce this year's number by $30 million.
That $30 million plus the $22 million that the cap rises year over year will give the Ravens some much-needed breathing room to pursue a desperately needed pass rusher in the free agent market. College basketball yesterday in College Park, a furious comeback by Maryland in the second half.
Nearly forced a turnover. Zerna gets a good look, but it's rejected by Washington. Mills kicks. Saunders in transition. Buries the three.
Dave Sims had the call on FS1, but it wasn't enough as the Terps fell behind by 19 at the half, commit 19 turnovers on the day, and they fall to Rutgers 69-65. They'll be at Wisconsin on Wednesday night before closing at home against the Illini on Sunday. Local college basketball over the weekend, UMBC clinched the America East regular season crown with an 84-60 win at UMass Lowell, securing home court advantage throughout the playoffs. They'll open Saturday hosting a quarterfinal game, and Navy Club Colgate 85-69 at Alumni Hall, finishing the regular season 17-1 and winning the Patriot League. Mids will open the league tournament with a Thursday night encounter in Annapolis. The time now is 7:37 when we return baseball on the world stage.
Here, the Maryland Home and Garden Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. February 28th through March 1st and March 6th through 8th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with more than 400 trusted local experts. See Craig Conover from Bravo's Southern Charm and Matt Blashoff from HGTV's Yard Crashers. Plus, stroll through seven blossoming feature gardens. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Home and Garden Show. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
So this may be a personal choice on my part. I'm curious to get your take. But we know we came off the Four Nations hockey tournament last year.
Right.
We've just come off the Olympics and the gold for the U.S. men and women this year. So that's national players playing on the international stage.
Correct.
When you watch the WBC, if you watch the WBC, the World Baseball Classic, does Gunnar Henderson in a USA uniform have cachet? Like, is that the same thing?
I think it is, yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
You get the same feeling. So if the U.S. wins the World Baseball Classic, it's the same thing like when U.S. hockey won the gold medal.
Well, it's not the Olympics.
No, it's not the Olympics.
Yeah, it's not the Olympics.
But it's international competition.
It's international competition.
It's international
and they're representing the United States of America.
Correct.
At the World Baseball Classic. And, yeah, I still obviously going to be heavily rooting for the U.S.
Does it give you the same thrill?
Yeah, it does.
It does.
Anytime I see USA on a team uniform, it gives me the same thrill.
I mean, I get that, and I understand that, and I agree. But for some reason, there is just something more exciting about USA hockey, USA basketball even in the Olympics, okay?
How often do they play the WBC?
It's like once every 4 or 6 years.
Okay.
I mean, it's been a while.
Yeah.
I'll check it out. But I don't know. For me, just personally.
Are they allowed in?
Yeah, I think the Cuban.
I heard they stopped some of the Cuban players.
It wasn't the players.
Okay.
I think it was a pitching coach and some of the Cuban brass, the front. You know, team
the players are going to be allowed to come.
The players are going to be allowed to come. Yeah.
Who's favorite this year?
I think Japan.
Oh, okay. Because they won it last time, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Ohtani. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I like it. It's good, but I don't know. It just doesn't seem the same.
All right. Maybe we need to kind of give it a little more pomp and circumstance.
Please.
So it catches your attention.
See if you can do something, Sean.
We will.
Okay.
Thank you, Gary. 7:39. 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Governor Moore put out a video over the weekend. He is calling it his budget mythbuster video. He's attempting to rewrite history, folks. He's attempting to convince all of us here in Maryland that all the things that he's been doing that we've been pointing out, it's not real. It's a myth. Here's his attempt at myth number one.
Today, we are busting the biggest myths about Maryland's budget. So let's separate fact from fiction. Myth number one, Maryland's spending is out of control. So, spending was out of control before we got here, but not on our watch. And in fact, for the fourth year in a row, we have made strategic cuts to our state's budget. We're doing more with less, while still pushing forward with our big policy priorities. Investing in public safety, investing in public schools, working to make everything from energy to housing more affordable for Marylanders, and making our economy more competitive. So when it comes to this myth, yep, it's busted.
Yeah, it's funny. Every time you hear the word invest, basically replace it with spend, because that's what it means. When a lefty says we're investing, we're spending. All right. So it's true. He did make some budget cuts, but he also has a lot more spending than he has budget cuts. I mean, we could be spending a lot less. We could be cutting the budget even more, reducing the size of government, but that's not what he's all about. He increased education funding each year he's been in office. In the current budget proposal, he increased education funding $10 billion. Okay? He also allocated $124 million to public safety efforts. That's up from $2 million from last year. Remember, the blueprint is still there. Blueprint for the future, our most expensive item. The Climate Control Act, he did not touch. And the red line to nowhere still is. So overall, while he made some cuts, the massive spending continues under this governor. His myth buster is have now been busted. Here's number two, where he talks about the increasing fees.
Myth number two, Governor Moore has added hundreds of new fees. So, here's the truth. We've introduced a handful of fees since I've become the governor 3 years ago. And it's things like increasing fines for people who speed in work zones and having those convicted of DUIs pay extra to get their ID back. To be clear, the majority of fees are not new. They're fees that automatically go up, regardless of who the governor is. And this year, our proposed budget introduced no new taxes or fees. So yeah, that myth is busted too.
Handful a handful of fees, go to our website and sign our SOS, Save Our State. You'll see all the fees that we list there. And he had two new individual income tax brackets. He increased rate for Maryland's highest earners. He taxed sports betting, recreational cannabis, car registration fees, vending machines, the maximum piggyback income tax rate for local governments, the amount of income taxes taken out of Marylanders' paychecks, allowing local jurisdictions to collect more revenue beyond just collecting property taxes, the dozens of licenses and designations, including driver's learning permits, specialty license plates, vehicle registration, handgun permits, cigarettes, as well as permissions to work as a barber, a nail technician, a plumber, an engineer. I mean, it's a lot more than just a handful. So his myth busting got busted again. There's more. Stay with us here on Casey and Company, 743. Traffic weather on the threes. Once again, here's the King, Chuck Whitaker.
Not exactly sure what's holding us up here on 50 westbound, right at Ritchie Highway and before the Severn River Bridge. Just looked over at the camera at the Severn River Bridge itself, and I don't see anything there. So there may be an incident right here on 50 westbound at Ritchie Highway. No word of exactly what it is. Maybe State Highway could turn the camera a little bit to the right. We can see what it is. We're starting to back up now about a half a mile or so. So if it is a minor accident or just a broken down vehicle, try to get a look at it and let you know. After that, and then over the Severn River Bridge, we're clear. The morning backup has arrived now. I-97 southbound right at the ramp at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. Cold today. Possible snow showers starting Monday afternoon. Won't amount to much. Continues overnight. Could be wintry mixed. First thing tomorrow morning, turning over cold rain. So keep that in mind as you head out tomorrow. But to get through today first. Right now, partly cloudy. 29 in Glen Burnie. 28 in the Middle River. Oh, by the way, we do need a contestant. I forgot to solicit for one. 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. Well, you have been soliciting for years.
Yeah, oh.
Yeah. When they put up no soliciting in Irvington, it basically was said no Chuck Whitaker. Okay? That's what that was all about. I remember my parents telling me about that. As a young man. Now, Mommy, what does no soliciting mean? She goes, well, there's this man who goes to the neighborhood, and he's been shaking us down for the longest time.
Shaking us down?
I waited for your mother to come out on Yale Avenue, and I picked her off right there at the stop sign.
Yes, she did.
Give me
cleaned
25 cents or you can't go by.
That's right. Unbelievable. 29 right now in Millersville, and it is 27 in Parkville. And it's time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. And today we've got some WCBM merchandise to share with you. If you can correctly guess the fake news story, we've got three of which to choose from. All you have to do is pick the fake news story, and our esteemed panel is gathered here once again. Maggie Hunter.
Should be steamed.
Yes, exactly. Chuck Whitaker, and of course our leader so far in the game, Kristen Hagrick. I have to go look at the stats and see how everybody's doing.
She went out AWOL for a while, so her numbers are expunged.
Yeah. You're not making the rules? Is that the...
That's my job.
That's your job. Okay.
Steal the rules.
So
steal.
You mean when you take a day's off? You need that reset
as well, sir.
See, I knew there's the rebuttal.
Doesn't take long, does it?
Expunge Listen, this.
I can't argue with her. She's the Ayatollah of the board.
Jimmy in Pennsylvania is our contestant. Good morning, Jimmy.
Morning.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
Last, please.
All right. Good luck to you. Colorado Democrats have filed a bill that could make it the first state to decriminalize prostitution. And critics warn the bill would make the Centennial State the wild, wild west for purchasing sex and lead to an increase in human trafficking. Story 2. U.S. serviceman has been disciplined for posting on social media that U.S. ordnance dropped on Iran should include bacon bits so as to prevent the Iranian mullahs and IRGC commanders from getting to their 72 virgins. The Pentagon has not released the service member's name or punishment as of yet. And story 3, the Minnesota State Legislature is in session considering a bill to age-restrict access to pornography, but a transgender Democrat argued that pornography is actually educational for children, and children should be able to view it in class.
Right. Oh, my God.
Story 1, Democrats want to make Colorado the first state to decriminalize prostitution for the entire state. Story two, U.S. Servicemen punished for posting about bacon bits on U.S. ordnance and dropped in Iran. Or story three, trans Democrat says pornography is educational for kids. All right, we'll start with Mr. Chuck Whitaker.
Well, the bacon kind of grabbed my attention for a minute.
Mine too.
I think I was sniffing the wrong trail at this point.
Aromatherapy.
Yes, it is. Three, please.
Chuck goes for three. Kristen.
This is a hard one, but I think I'm going to go with one, the prostitution.
Okay. Kristen goes for story number one. Maggie?
I'm going with two.
Maggie goes with two. All across the board here this morning. Jimmy in PA.
I'm going to go with two as well.
Jimmy goes for two as well. Story number two gets two votes. U.S. servicemen disciplined for posting about bacon bits on U.S. ordnance dropped in Iran. That is our fake news story of the morning. So Maggie and Jimmy get
Jimmy!
Off to a good start. Jimmy, put you in hold.
Oh, very good.
Tell you how to get your prize.
Bacon. It's bacon.
Snossages.
Bacon.
Snossages. I ate a snossage one time.
You were kind of hinting there. You were kind of contemplating it, and then you kind of talked yourself out of it, Chuck.
That's not unusual.
It really isn't.
I've talked myself out of many things.
Self-correcting. You know,
how many years on the air do we hear this thinking process unfold before our very ears?
That's nice. 57.
It's a very scary thing for most of us.
57 years.
We need another feast. Yeah. Feast 57.
We need Roast 2.0.
Yeah.
Because the first one wasn't, it was extensive but not exhaustive.
It just depends on where you're sitting.
Oh, by the way, he's going to join us a little bit later on this morning.
That's right. I heard that.
John Minidakis of Jimmy's Famous Seafood is going to be our guest in about an hour.
Yay!
Yeah, we're going to talk about his post, the infamous GFY, heard around the world.
Fantastic.
So that's coming up a little bit later
on. Good for
him. All right. See you, Chuck. Appreciate that. Coming up on 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour. More on the governor and his Mythbusters video coming up in just a second. And we also have some... of the auto charging bill came out of the U.S. Senate panel. I'm sorry, the Maryland Senate panel on Friday on a 10-1 vote. Only one Republican voting against it. We'll tell you who and what that all means in just a second. It is 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. You're listening to Casey and Company.
This is Pastor David Lewis with today's Moment of Truth. Hatred is a universal emotion. Ethnic strife has been perpetrated for centuries by one group's hatred of another. No matter where you go in the world, you'll find one group hating on another. It happens within families, it happens within nations, and it even happens within religions. Catholics have fought Protestants and Sunnis have fought Shias. But the one people group that receives universal hatred from everyone is the Jew. We see it first and foremost coming from the Muslim nations of the world. But it also runs rampant throughout the radical left in Europe and America. In fact, many progressives today view Israel as an outpost of an imperialistic American empire. The radical Muslims certainly feel that way in referring to America and Israel as the great and little Satan. So what is the antidote to all of this hatred? God gave Abraham the answer in Genesis 12. He said he would bless those who blessed the Jews and curse those who didn't. Seems pretty simple to me. Follow the word of God and the world will be a much nicer place. This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church.
Inspiration grows here. The Maryland Home and Garden Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. February 28th through March 1st and March 6th through 8th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with more than 400 trusted local experts. See Craig Conover from Bravo's Southern Charm and Matt Blashoff from HGTV's Yard Crashers. Plus, stroll through seven blossoming feature gardens. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Home and Garden Show. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Eight minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. We'll take a coming up at the top of the hour. Blanca Tapuasco, she is a regular caller, listener, And a political activist. She's running for office in Baltimore City. We'll talk with her about what she's running for and why. And then, as we mentioned, John Minidakis, he's a co-owner of Jimmy's Famous Seafood. He and his brother Tony run the place. And again, of course, her dad started it way back when. And they've gone viral ever since their post about the Olympics. And so we'll talk with John about how that all went down and what incentivized him. And of course, the phones have been ringing off the hook at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. So we'll talk with him coming up in the next hour as well. And of course, your calls and comments welcome here in just a second. 7:53 here on Casey and Company, and you can always join us. Let me give you the WCBM Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Cold today. Snow showers starting Monday afternoon, won't amount to much. Continuing overnight, could be wintry. Next tomorrow morning, so for tomorrow morning's rush hour could be interesting. And then before turning over to cold rain. And right now we're looking at 29 in Glen Burnie, 29 in Middle River. Now with an update on traffic weather on the threes, here's the King, Chuck Whitaker.
Sorry I was late.
That's all right.
For something.
We always want the latest information that you can bring us.
I just found it, as a matter of fact. I was saying there was probably a wreck here on 50 westbound at Ritchie Highway. It's after the bridge where the ramp from Ritchie Highway to go over to 50. You cross under that, and right before you get to the Severn River Bridge, there are three cars and a trooper on the right side, and then the traffic coming south on Ritchie Highway to take the ramp over to the Severn River Bridge. They put a trooper there just to make sure you knew there was an incident there coming over towards the accident scene. So everybody's off to the side. If you're coming over from Whitehall Road, you'll be slow just because of a visual delay trying to get onto the Severn River Bridge on the westbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It's cold again after that beautiful Saturday spring-like weather, but we got some possible snow showers later today. No accumulations. That could continue overnight. Could be wintry mix tomorrow morning, turning before it turns over to cold rain, and things will warm up by the weekend. Right now, 30 and partly cloudy in Annapolis. It's 28 in Columbia. One more of the governor's alleged myth-busting as part of his video. This has to do with the state surplus that was squandered.
Myth number three. Governor Moore blew through the state surplus. So, this myth has been busted many times before. But let me break it down again for the people in the back. I inherited a structural deficit. So what does that mean? It means that before I was in office, the state had been spending more than it was making for many years. So before we got here, people were just charging up the credit card, so a lot of other people's bills were due when I got to Annapolis. But here's the thing. We did not just kick the can down the road. Unlike in Washington, I've balanced our budget 4 years in a row. We've shown that you can be both fiscally disciplined and still invest in the future. So yeah, that myth, busted.
All right, so number one, the balancing of the budget is required by the Maryland State Constitution. Every governor has had to do that, whether it be Wes Moore or Larry Hogan or Martin O'Malley or Bob Ehrlich or Paris Glendon. Every governor is required to do that, so that's no great accomplishment, number one. Number two, he did take $5 billion in a surplus. Now, I don't care what caused the surplus. He's saying it's COVID relief money, which was like crack cocaine for elected officials. But you still squandered it. You still spent it, no matter what caused it. You still spent $5 billion. Now, the structural deficit part is the $3.3 billion that you were left with a structural. So that is an $8.3 billion swing, okay? I understand you didn't cause the structural deficit, you inherited that, but you certainly added to it. And now, even after your massive $1.67 billion tax increase, fee increase, etc., you still are left with a structural deficit again. And that's why I had we still don't know what the next budget's going to be. That is still being worked out as we speak. So, again, another one of his myth busters has been busted. But there are some people who believe that Governor Moore is doing a great job, and Willie in West Baltimore is one of them. Good morning, Willie.
Good morning. And I'm going to say something right now. I'm tired of you disrespecting Wes Moore now. Now, he's been getting us a lot of money. Look at all the speed cameras in Baltimore. You know, man, he's finding people that be, you know, running the red lights and everything like that. And I think real good, he's going to make us a lot of money because of President 2028. What you think?
Well, I don't think he's done anything with the speed cameras in Baltimore. That's the mayor of Baltimore, the city council, that has done that. So I think you're falsely giving him credit for the speed and red light cameras in Baltimore City. Again, look, I agree with you. One thing, Willie, he is going to be running in 2028. Everything he does, all of his actions, all of everything he says is about 28, from inviting the women's hockey team to Maryland, where there isn't a single woman on the team from Maryland, not born Maryland, no Maryland connections. They may have friends in Maryland, but that's kind of a specious argument to begin with. And then, of course, there is the other component, and that is the making this unnecessary statement about the Iran strikes in Iran, as if he is the commander-in-chief, if he's got anything to do or anything to say about these strikes. I understand he doesn't like President Trump, and maybe he disagrees with him. I don't know. Mayor Scott, he was just vile in his response towards what's happening. And this is all happening while members of our U.S. service, our military, are in harm's way. So you would think the country would rally behind the president. Not Van Hollen, not Alsobrooks. In fact, none of the Democrats, in my knowledge, to Maryland. There's only one. John Fetterman is the only Democrat that I'm aware of. And I think there are four or five Democrat members of Congress that have, but none of them are from Maryland, that have supported the president and the strikes against Iran. So, that was a nice try, Willie. Thanks for the call. 758. Again, if you're in the market for a new transmission, I mean, who wants to pay for a new car these days? It's so expensive. Even a used car. Average price of a used car is now about $30,000. Average price of a new car is about $50,000. So if you can hang on to what you got, that's why we recommend Glen Burnie and Jim Jennings Transmissions. They've teamed up no matter where you are, north, south, east, or west. You got a trusted shop close by. They've served our community for over 50 years. They know transmissions forwards and backwards. Pardon the pun. They save you money. If you need a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission and want to avoid dealer prices, this is who you call to get the same straightforward, professional, courteous service at both locations. Free area towing, financing. Glen Burnie Transmissions at 888-299-0557 or go to gpt-online.com or call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700 or visit jimjenningstransmissions.com. Glen Burnie and Jim Jennings Transmissions, two legends, one strong team serving Baltimore. Tell them that I told you to call or visit. Coming up next, 8 o'clock, we'll talk to someone who's running for Baltimore City School Board. You're listening to Casey and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680,
WCBN, Baltimore. Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. As world oil prices rise because of the Iran war, natural gas may follow suit. Qatar Energy, one of the world's top natural gas producers, says it will halt production of liquefied natural gas as the war rages on. The war's outset, President Trump cautioned of the very real possibility of American casualties, and now, tragically, that dark warning has come to pass.
CENTCOM shared the news that three U.S. military service members have been killed in action. As one nation, we grieve for the true American patriots who have made the ultimate sacrifice for our nation, even as we continue the righteous mission for which they gave their lives.
The president predicts the war will last as long as 5 weeks. At this point, it would seem that Iran still has plenty of fight left.
Iran and Iranian-backed militias have fired missiles at Israel and Arab states, apparently hitting the U.S. embassy compound in Kuwait, while Israel and the U.S. pound targets in Iran. In Iran, the Red Crescent Society says the U.S.-Israeli airstrikes have killed over 550 people so far in the Islamic Republic, and more than 130 cities across the country have come under attack. 11 people have been killed in Israel, according to authorities there. Meanwhile, Kuwait's defense ministry says several American warplanes have crashed in the country, and the U.S. embassy compound was also hit. The Lebanese militant group Hezbollah has claimed strikes on Israel, which fired back, killing officials say over 30. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The crash of the American planes, a result of friendly fire, U.S. Central Command says Kuwait accidentally shot them down. All pilots and crew members did safely eject. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 519. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and it stressed me out. But what I thought was a solution turned out to be a problem. I kept hearing ads about debt settlement that seemed too good to be true. And actually, it was. When I called, they told me to stop paying my bills. That didn't sound right to me at all, so I hung up. Later, I found out that debt settlement is bad, real bad. Then I learned that there is a right way to pay off your credit cards. It's called a debt management program from the great team at Trinity. Trinity had a plan. In the end, I paid off my bills, I saved thousands, and I even improved my credit score.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Heather. Please forget debt settlement and remember Trinity Debt Management.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
It looks like this minor incident may be clear now. Westbound on 50 right at the ramp from Ritchie Highway and over to the Severn River Bridge. Any backup that was there before Ritchie Highway is gone. No backups at the Severn River Bridge, but I think some of that traffic that was backed up now is a little bit slow on the ramp from 50 westbound to go north onto I-97. So that's just adding to the heavy traffic there. But looking further north at 178, you're having no problems getting up to Route 32. The morning backup is there southbound on I-97 in the usual area. We're still 15, maybe a little bit more minute delays as you're moving south, both on 895 and the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Not way out of sight, but 15 minutes at least on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Tracking our next winter weather maker as we'll see some potential snow showers for some of us as we get into your Monday afternoon and Monday night as well. Not much in the way of actual accumulation, but temperatures definitely cold. We'll transition to more of a wintry mix into early Tuesday and then warmer by the end of the week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 26 degrees in Pikesville and 28 in Edgewood. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Annapolis Mayor Jared Lippman will hold another town hall meeting with residents this week. On Tuesday, the Ward 5 town hall will take place from 6:30 p.m. until 8 p.m. at the Pip Moyer Rec Center. Lippman says a core part of his plan as mayor is engaging with residents and businesses. He says if Annapolis is going to work for everyone, city government has to listen carefully and build solutions within the community. A town hall for Ward 3 takes place next week, and the town hall for Ward 1 is scheduled for April 7th. And Fox 45 reports that advocacy groups are raising concerns over a warehouse in Washington County that is slated to become an immigration and customs enforcement processing facility after dozens of black SUVs were moved to the warehouse's parking lot on Sunday. When federal enforcement vehicles begin lining the warehouse lot, it sends a clear message about what's taking shape in our community, said the organizer of Hagerstown Rapid Response, Claire Connor. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 324, the pick four, 6920. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
High five! Up top!
Dave's company just got the 5-year price lock guarantee from Comcast Business.
Yeah!
It's 5 years of gig speed internet, advanced security, and a great rate that won't change. All from the company with 99.9% network reliability.
Heck yeah!
He hasn't given this many high fives since Deborah brought in her famous banana bread.
Yes!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee. Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities.
And it's hurting, but I am not stopping. Woo!
For a limited time, now through March 29th, switch to Comcast Business to lock in your rate for 5 years and get a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Or ask how to get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Don't wait. Call today. Restrictions apply. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. Paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account required. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. O's and Red Sox yesterday from Fort Myers, Florida, and the injury to Sam Basayo from last week is now firmly in the rearview mirror.
A nice early morning coffee date. Deep
right field. Samuel Basayo, that will land on one hop and bounce into the bullpen.
Kevin Brown had the call on the Mid-Atlantic Sports Network. Basayo's 2-for-2 on the overcast afternoon, and that two-run double pulled the Birds within 6-4 in the fifth. Baltimore would rally for an 8-7 win over the Red Sox. Game marked the spring debut of Chris Bassitt in an Oriole uniform, pitching the first two innings for the Birds. Manager Craig Albernaz asked in the postgame his impressions of Bassitt's start.
He accomplished what he needed to. We got him back out there for the third up, which was awesome. So, no, he looked right where he needed to be.
Bassitt, two innings pitched, two hits, two earned runs, and two walks. Birds with a rare off day today, by the way. NFL news, Falcons fired assistant coach LaTroy Lewis after learning of an investigation into an alleged sexual assault that occurred while Lewis was an assistant at Michigan. One detail of the allegation had it that the woman in the case went to then Michigan head coach Sharon Moore for help, only for him to say there was nothing he could do and then attempt to pursue his own physical relationship with her. And finally, Baltimore's own Julian Reese is coming home. The former Maryland men's basketball standout and Randall Town native has signed a two-way contract with the Wizards. In his final season at Maryland, Reese helped the Terps, along with fellow Baltimore native Derek Queen, reaching the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament, finishing ranked number 9 nationally in the final AP poll. Coming up in 30 minutes, the UConn women are at it again. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
And welcome back to Casey and Company. Coming up on our Newsmaker Hotline, you will recognize her voice. She has been a listener and a caller to WCVM for years. She is a political activist. She was a teacher in the Baltimore City school system for a while. She is also a mom, which is the most important job of them all. Blanca Topolosco is with us. Blanca, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning, Sean. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Now, you have decided to launch. You throw your hat into the ring. You're running for the Baltimore Republican Central Committee in the city, correct?
That is correct.
Yeah. All right. Tell us a little bit about, because a lot of folks, they hear your voice, they know you're obviously fluent in English and Spanish, and you've worked in the school system, but how did you come to America? I think people would be fascinated to hear that.
Yes. Well, I am an immigrant from El Salvador, and I was adopted in 1982 by a family in Baltimore County. That is where I grew up, and I also graduated from Baltimore City public school system, and then came to Baltimore City, which was my introduction to Charm City, when I was accepted to Maryland Institute College of Art.
All right, so again, an immigrant to this country, as many of us are, and many others are, and it's great to hear that you've turned this into a very successful life story. So again, you've dabbled in politics now for a while. Is this your first run for office?
Yes, it is. And I'm running for the Republican Central Committee in District 1, and which includes the neighborhoods of Canton, Highland Town, Patterson Park, Bells Point, O'Donnell Heights, Brewers Hill, Greektown, Baltimore Highlands, and part of Elwood Park.
And what do you hope to accomplish? What do you think are the biggest problems in District 1 that you're going to tackle?
Well, I created a positive, forward-looking, and action-oriented acronym, which is GROW. It means give Republicans opportunities to win. We have 3,800 Republicans in District 1. And so the number one priority is to increase voter registration, and that is accompanied by recruiting candidates, strong candidates, candidates that want to do the door-knocking with me, that want to do the voter registration with me. I created second Sunday sweeps. We're actually going to be meeting this second Sunday, and we have done a citywide effort of cleaning streets, and it has turned out to be an outreach effort, and that is how we meet from all over the city, but specifically District 1. There's a lot of litter, an unbelievable amount of illegal dumping. There is really no engagement currently from the local, obviously, representative, nor the state level, District 46, for the state level. And so what I want to do is I want to reach the Republicans, obviously, to identify and vet candidates that can win. We have not had a win, and I want to turn that around.
Yeah, I think when you look at the city, so many of these city races, there are no Republicans to run. I mean, they're just you're outgunned, outmanned, and it's this is the way you fight back, by people who actually care, willing to throw their hat into the ring. So stay with us, Blanca. We'll have some more questions for you here. Blanca Topolosco is on our Newsmaker Hotline. She's running for Baltimore City Republican Central Committee. 8:13 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a report there may be some debris on 95 northbound at 395. So if you're coming up to that junction downtown, keep an eye out for that. It's having no impact. I'm looking back at 95 near the bridge at Caton Avenue, and the northbound traffic is okay. Beltway, yep, all the normal delays are in play right now. Bel Air Road through Providence Road on the outer loop. The inner loop is 795 through Park Heights, Greenspring, JFX, and the west side is definitely jammed up from 795 all the way down through Frederick Road. Then it starts to get better. We're still a little bit more than 10, maybe 15-minute delays at both the tunnels southbound. Nothing out of the ordinary. Baltimore County says they may have a new wreck very close to the Beltway here at Liberty Road at Washington Avenue over on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, cold today, maybe some snow showers later this afternoon, overnight, maybe a winter mix tomorrow morning. Starts off with snow showers, could turn over to cold rain, no accumulation is expected. Right now, 28 in Ellicott City, 27 in Reisterstown. Our Newsmaker Hotline, Blanca Topolosco, she is running for the District 1, Baltimore City Republican Central Committee. And I know schooling has been a issue very near and dear to your heart. You were a teacher. Your son was in school. You took your son out of school and then homeschooled. So how do we turn our schools around, Blanca?
Well, this is something I have done now for over, this is my 25th year. I volunteer 1 hour. I have done so for the last two decades. I volunteer 1 hour a week. I have been able to get others to also be a coalition of tutors. These are responsible adults, professionals, and we do it quietly. We don't have a nonprofit. We don't have maybe a lot of fanfare. But every Friday night, we get together, we tutor. How do we turn it around? It's by engaging the parent, informing parents of the issues, and asking parents what is most important for them. Most of the time I hear, my son cannot read. So literacy, my son is not able to do math. Well, if you can read, I let parents know, you're able to solve those word problems in math. And then we actually then create a community where we can celebrate the wins. I was able to have a fifth grader be able to read in 12 weeks after spending time. His first paragraph.
Wow.
He was an 11-year-old who cannot read beyond pre-K 4. In 12 weeks, I spent only time just with him, because I take on children just for 3 months, and then I move on. Because tutors, just like politics, by the way, tutors shouldn't be a lifelong appointment and a position. It should be serving the people, making sure that they are able to be literate, informed, and ready to go, because I could potentially be teaching the next mayor.
That's true. And you know what? Your passion really comes through for education and for teaching and for volunteering and paying it forward. So let me get your perspective on the state apparatus, the Maryland GOP. Do you think we need to inject some new blood, some fresh blood there? Because I think some of these people, as you point out, have been there for a long, long time and not have been able to affect many changes. You talk about recruiting candidates, as I think is a great place to start. What are your thoughts on the Maryland GOP?
Well, I can say the new executive director, Ashley Pressner, is outstanding. She has been in her position, it'll be 2 months this coming week. She is prompt, She is a professional. She knows exactly what the candidates need. I reached out to her, and within a few moments, she was able to reach back to me. That is a great way to start what I call the greatest reset in Maryland politics. We must be informed, obviously, but we also need to have the MDGOP be responsive, which I have found Ashley to be. And yes, there are leadership positions that are going to be coming up. I believe that every Republican at every central committee, just like we vet candidates, we also need to do a great vetting for the next chairs in the Maryland GOP. Our message resonates across all affiliations, ages, and generations. I am a Latina Republican. I know firsthand that conservative values, they resonate. It doesn't matter if it's 21231 or 21224 or 21136 in Reisterstown, where I grew up. They resonate, and the MDGOP, I believe, will have some new leadership, and we need to do a great job vetting candidates and vetting leadership.
Just a couple minutes left, and I wanted to ask you that you mentioned recruiting, which has been a Achilles heel of the Maryland GOP. What any ideas on how you reach out to recruit fresh faces to the Maryland GOP, specifically in Baltimore City?
Well, I know what I will do. I already have it mapped out. I have reached out to every possible individual across the state, friends of mine, whether Frederick, Hagerstown, Carroll County, even Kent County. I have reached out, and I have offered to help them and their efforts to door knocking, voter registration. This is how we're going to be see the face who potentially can vote for others, but they're also going to see our face. We need to have feet on ground game, and so that means feet on the road, eyes forward. And that's what I plan to do. I plan to continue my second Sunday sweep every second Sunday in March. And that is a nonpartisan issue. We get together, we clean, and then we celebrate afterwards with lunch. And that is where we're going to be able to grow. So voter registration, ground game, collaborating with others. And I believe that I am so hopeful that 2026 is going to be the year for Maryland to thrive. Because once Baltimore City, by the way, does a great turnaround, the whole state is going to benefit.
Finally, what are your socials? How do people get in touch with you, get more information, and volunteer, donate to your campaign?
Yes. My website just went live last night, and it is Blanca, for, spelled out, F-O-R, Blanca for BeMore.com.
Blanca for BeMore.com is the website.
Information is there to make a donation, to call, email me. I would love to hear from anyone. And if anyone is ready to knock on doors and do the sweeping outreach, make calls and text with me, I'm right there. I am not one who's going to delegate. I'm one who's going to do it with you.
Very good. Blanca, thanks so much for spending time with us this morning. Best of luck to you.
Thank you so much, and have a great day.
All right, Blanca Tapuasco, running for District 1, Baltimore City Republican Central Committee. It's 8:20. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Lori and Harmony Hall opened up a memory care program in their community, and I'm here with Victoria Rozier, Regional Sales Director. Victoria, I see that Lori and Harmony Hall is the first Purple Flag accredited assisting living in Maryland. So what is Purple Flag?
Thank you for asking. So Purple Flag means that we have an accreditation from the program because we exceeded standards in over 60 areas that they have outlined that you need to in terms of catering to those with cognitive impairment. So our program is what's called a person-centered program, which means that we're looking at all aspects of them when it comes to their care. So their care plan is going to be very person-centered, as I said earlier, meaning that we have outlined, you know, what their likes and dislikes are, you know, what makes them tick, what motivates them, what they like to eat, things like that, to make sure that we're really catering to their needs throughout their day. Purple Flag is accreditation for excellence in dementia care, and we are the first in Maryland to receive this accreditation, and we are one of 39 other assisted livings who have received it. So it is not easy, I will tell you. It took a lot of time writing the program, a lot of back and forth with making sure we were in line with all of the standards, but we did it, we rolled it out, and we have seen a huge change in how we all approach memory care as a whole in our company, not even just at Laurie and Harmony Hall. So achieving this, you know, this certificate of excellence has just meant a lot to our building and to our residents, and their families have just seen such a big difference in care. It's really moved us forward.
Now, well, congratulations on that, because that's quite an achievement. So the first Purple Flag accredited assisted living in the state of Maryland is Laurie and Harmony Hall and their brand new innovative Harmony Park. For more information, log on to laurieandassistedliving.com. That's laurieandassistedliving.com.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports. And accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Day 23, traffic weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Looking at some slowing coming up through Millersville, northbound I-97. Apparently there's a wreck, and maybe just out of the range of the camera, northbound I-97 after New Cut Road. So it would be after New Cut and then before Route 100. So they're moving here, but it's backed up. You're traveling north of Benfield. Heads up, just before you get up in that area, you'll have some brake lights. We'll try to get a look at it if we can. The wreck was just outside the Beltway at Liberty Road at Washington Avenue. So again, if you're local traffic there, just outside the Beltway, keep an eye out for that. We still see all the normal stuff on the Beltway locally. JFX is still running free and clear south of Ruxton Road through downtown. And we still have backups from both the tunnels back into the area just around Eastern Avenue, both 95 South and 895 Southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cold today, possible snow showers starting Monday afternoon, won't amount to much, continues overnight. Could be a wintry mix tomorrow morning, turning over to cold rain eventually. Then again, just hang in, because as the weekend unfolds, it's going to warm up. Right now, windy 35 in Ocean City, 29 in Severn. An update for you coming up on that woman who was stabbed to death at the Virginia bus stop. We have an update for you there. It's an African illegal. Sense a pattern here. The Senegalese Muslim shooting up the Austin bar. African illegal stabbing a woman to death at a bus stop in Virginia. Bill has been proposed for years in Annapolis to end the automatic charging of teens for certain crimes, cleared a key Senate committee Friday afternoon. That coming up in the back half of the show as well. But right now, time once again for the birthplace of the Star-Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore. It's time for America 250, brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
right, and the America 250 brought to you by Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100. Make that dream a reality. On this day, 1836, Texas proclaimed independence from Mexico. Of course, President Trump was just in Texas on Friday. And we'll tell you what he said about one Texas politician tomorrow on the MAG update as to wanted to nominate him to the Supreme Court. 1949, a U.S. Air Force plane piloted by Captain James Gallagher completed the first nonstop around-the-world flight in just over 94 hours. 1983, the compact disc player released in the United States, which began the slow decline of the cassette tape, which launched the digital audio revolution. And now the compact disc has gone the way of the dinosaur due to streaming and downloads. Just what's next? That's the big question. 2007, U.S. Army Secretary Francis Harvey announced his resignation amid charges of poor conditions for patients at Walter Reed Army Medical Center in Washington, D.C. That is just outrageous. They should be receiving the best care that taxpayer money can provide, especially if they're sick or injured or wounded. 2011, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled 8-1 that the anti-gay Kansas church, the Westboro Baptist Church, had a constitutional right to stage peaceful protests at the funeral of a U.S. Marine killed in Iraq. And finally, 2017, Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced he would not participate in any federal investigation into allegations that the Russian government interceded in the 2016 presidential election, sparking the ire of President Trump. That led to the downfall of Attorney General Sessions, who was basically asked to leave in a maybe not so nice way. And there you have it. America 250 brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
If your current dentist is not up to your expectations, take my word for it. You need to go see Dr. Lairfield at the Smile Design Center. His staff is fantastic. The office, relaxing. And you'll get the best professional cleaning possible. Dr. Lairfield has told me that lots of people don't like even going to the dentist for a cleaning. And that could be a bad mistake. When you skip cleanings, it can lead to gum disease, tooth decay, gingivitis, and even heart issues. That's why you should never miss getting your teeth cleaned and examined every 6 months. So call the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
WCBM Baltimore.
Coming up right after the 8:30 news, he is the co-owner of Jimmy's Famous Seafood. John Minidakis is going to join us to talk about his viral moment right after last week's Olympic game. Law Officer Michael A. Freeman with you 24/7. When it comes to your accidents, if they're serious and involve serious injury, then you need the law firm of Michael A. Freeman to work for you. He's worked for me, my family, members of the WCBM family, and many, many more here in the Mid-Atlantic area, Maryland, Pennsylvania, Delaware, you name it. And Michael and his firm put your recovery first and foremost. That's priority number one. And everything that they do at that firm has been designed with that intent in mind so that you can concentrate on recovering, getting better, back to the family, back to your work, back to running your business, all those important priorities in your life. And no one better. In the last 10 years, you know, one of the top 10 personal injury law firms each and every year. So hopefully you never need them, but they're there if you do. Their website is maflaw.com, or you can call 410-363-6848 or toll-free 1-800-782-7203. It's 8:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that a man was injured after being shot in downtown Baltimore's Old Town neighborhood, police said. Officers responded to the 1000 block of Orleans Street around 1:57 p.m. for a shot spotter alert. There they found evidence of a crime scene, but no victim. However, the officers received a call soon after for a shooting victim receiving treatment at a local hospital. Officers arrived at the hospital and found a 23-year-old male who they identified as the victim. And Kwasi Nfume has issued a statement regarding President Trump's attacks on Iran. The 7th District Democrat says once again President Trump has launched a missile attack on another nation without congressional approval or involvement. And Nfume says the president's repeated illegal and deadly actions continue to endanger the homeland by killing innocent civilians overseas and risking the lives of U.S. service personnel. The congressman is calling on all Republicans in Congress to stand with Democrats and vote against the latest military action by this reckless and maniacal president. The U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis is increasing security and limiting visitors following the attack on Iran. As a result of current world events,
Naval Support Activity Annapolis and the Academy are increasing force protection measures, and they will remain in effect until further notice. Gate 1 and the Visitor Control Center are closed, and Gate 8 and the turnstiles will remain open. Visits by the general public have been suspended. And police say a 15-year-old is facing charges following his arrest at Mondawmin Mall on Saturday. Police say the teen is a repeat offender who was wanted on an active warrant and was allegedly found with a gun. Police say the teen has prior arrests for robberies, carjacking, and an assault. According to Fox 45, it's not clear if the teen remained in custody after his arrest. It's 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buying as is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Looking at the JFX, if you're coming south of Ruxton Road through the city county line, no problems at all. Up to speed on the southbound side. Still slow on the Beltway. Going to be there for a while. Outer loop from Parkville into Towson. The inner loop through Pikesville. And that includes Park Heights Avenue, Green Spring, and over to the JFX. Not quite back now to 795. So we're making a little progress and the speeds are up, but that west side is still busy from before Liberty Road down through Frederick Road, and then it breaks loose down the hill towards 95. Both the tunnels, northbound 895 looks okay. Southbound 895 is running into the tunnel without any major problems. Been looking up around the Eastern Avenue area, and there's still some slowing there, but the pace is a little bit better. 95 still pretty active into the Fort McHenry Tunnel, beginning around the O'Donnell Street ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Tracking our next winter weather maker as we'll see some potential snow showers for some of us as we get into your Monday afternoon and Monday night as well. Not much in the way of actual accumulation, but temperatures definitely cold. We'll transition to more of a wintry mix into early Tuesday and then warmer by the end of the week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's with a rare day off today as MLB spring training takes a bit of a turn with the advent of the World Baseball Classic beginning this week. Gunnar Henderson now in Houston with the U.S. team, Tyler O'Neill with Team Canada in Dunedin, Florida, and Dean Kramer in the West Palm area wearing the blue and white of Team Israel. Ravens news, team brass back in Baltimore now after spending the week in Indianapolis, hoping they're doing the right thing with Tyler Linderbaum. The Ravens declined his fifth-year option last year, a contract that would have paid him over $23 million. Then last week, GM Eric DaCosta said this when asked about Linderbaum at the Combine in Indy.
And at this point in time, we've made him a market-setting deal, proposal, offer. And hopefully we can get something done with him between now and the start of the new league year.
Now the problem is that the value is probably in the $18 to $20 million range, which Linderbaum may look at as a slap in the face. With the Giants, Browns, and Steelers' potential suitors, team may have to pivot come March 11th. The Bills' Connor McGovern may be an option. Women's basketball, UConn completed the 11th undefeated regular season in program history yesterday, finishing 31-0 with a rout of St. John's. The Huskies have won national titles in seven of those previous 10 undefeated regular seasons. NASCAR history made yesterday at Dakota in Austin, Texas. Tyler Reddick doing something that had never been done before.
It's time for change. Time for change.
Well, that's the owner, Michael Jordan. Here is what Tyler Reddick did.
Well, they said this could not be done. Winning the first three races of NASCAR. NASCAR season?
Call on Fox yesterday. Post-race, it was Michael Jordan who said, time for change, when he was asked how his team had dominated. Here's a racing nightmare of another sort. Jess McClain was having a perfect Sunday in Atlanta yesterday, leading the U.S. Half Marathon Championships with less than 2 miles to go. A win would have delivered a national title, automatic qualifier for the World Championships, and a $20,000 prize. But the lead vehicle in front of her veered off course. McClain and two others followed before course correcting. Too late. McClain officially finished ninth, and appeal was swiftly denied. On this day in sports history, we take you back 64 years to the day, March 2nd, 1962. Hershey, Pennsylvania. Wilt the Stilt Chamberlain went for 100 points against the New York Knickerbockers. And 30 years later, March 2nd, 1992, American swimmer and Towson native Anita Nall breaks the 200-meter breaststroke world record twice in the same day at the U.S. Swimming Championships in Indianapolis, wins the final at 2:25:35. The time now is 8:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
8:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Well, it's one of my favorite spots here in Baltimore, right there on Hollibird Avenue, Jimmy's Famous Seafood. And it's where we had Chuck Whitaker's roast last summer and crab feast there. And it was great food, great service, great venue. And joining me now is one of the co-owners of Jimmy's Famous Seafood, John Minidakis. John, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. So we now know the story of... Now, before we get to the Olympic tweet, you guys have been pretty active on social media as long as I've been following you. You're not afraid to get into the political mix here, whether it's PETA or something else. And what is your overall mindset going into that?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, we've been active on social media since it became a thing. It's just, in our business, obviously a way to reach a ton of new customers. You know, my father, obviously, when he was running the place, didn't have that advantage. Back then, you had to rely strictly on word of mouth and maybe buy some newspaper ads, whether they were the local Dundalk Eagle or the Sun. And it's really changed things for us, and it's helped us bring tons of new eyeballs to one single, you know, brick and mortar location, people flying from all over the country to dine with us. So, you know, some people are scared to take risks, and we're not, so it's worked to our favor more than it hasn't.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I saw where the Small Business Administrator Director Kelly Loeffler was at your restaurant recently, and I saw Jack Posobiec visit over the weekend with his family of human events and stuff. So, yeah, you're getting a lot of notoriety. So, as I understand it, you've told the story, I'm sure, a million times. You were in church Sunday morning during the Olympic game. And I guess you were scrolling on your phone, and what happened next?
Yeah, so obviously the game went into overtime, so had to leave the original viewing party to head to church because it was Godparent Sunday. Couldn't miss it, so we watched overtime right there in church. And obviously when Jack scored the goal, a bunch of dudes made a very noticeable noise. Everybody was excited. Everybody was watching on their phones, clearly, and as you, I'm sure, felt, and anybody else who's listening felt, there was an overwhelming sense of pride and patriotism when you're seeing these images, right? The kids being pulled out of the stands and taken onto the ice. The players taking Johnny Hockey's jersey around the ice. You know, Jack with his teeth missing, banging on the glass, and the American flag draped over his shoulder. And just so much more. Everybody's, it was a feeling of euphoria. It was a feeling that we haven't probably felt as a country when it comes to sports. I wasn't around for the Miracle on Ice, but I'd venture to say it felt like that.
It did. Okay. I was around for it, and it felt exactly like that. I don't care, you know, whether it's the Soviet Union or whether it's Canada. Anytime you can bring home the gold for the good old U.S. of A., it's such an exhilarating feeling. And I know that's something that you and others felt as well. So you're basking in the glow of this Olympic gold medal victory. And so when did you first see the Huffington Post tweet that drew your attention?
Yeah, as I was saying, you're just scrolling and you're seeing all this amazing stuff and you're getting goosebumps. And then sprinkled right there in the middle of it is the Huffington Post. And I didn't even see who wrote it. The Huffington Post basically saying, you know, you should feel icky for cheering these young men on. And it was just natural reaction. Honestly, didn't think twice about it. Typed those three magic words out, hit send. Put the phone back in my pocket. Didn't think anything of it. And a few hours later, a firestorm started.
Yeah, and the whole thing went viral, just blew up. How many views total or impressions did it get?
The tweet itself, I believe it's around 20 million now or something insane. They're calling it, well, not calling it, it's been proven by Grok, Twitter's AI program, that it is the biggest ratio, as the kids call it, in the history of Twitter.
I believe it because it happened at the perfect time and the event itself, and of course, and then you've gone on. You've had a couple of other people. I was just wondering how the opposition, the pushback. I mean, obviously, it doesn't bother you. You kind of embrace it and you fire right back. Has there been a lot of blowback for you personally and for Jimmy's?
You know, there has been, and I've been very fortunate to have some really good role models and mentors who have kind of guided me through this. And they said, you know, they're going to keep coming. Don't worry about it. Don't give them any attention because you focus on the positive. You have a lot of great people right now supporting you, people that didn't know about your family restaurant. You focus on them and don't feed fire with gasoline on the other side. I'm sure people that are listening have seen, you know, some local stuff, people trying to, you know, kind of vilify us for loving our country, but we're not going to mind that any attention. We're going to keep taking care of these amazing people that are traveling from all over the country to dine with us, people that are ordering online with us, and continue celebrating this win, right into America's 250th birthday on July 4th.
All right, more with John Menadakis, Jimmy's Famous Seafood, just a moment. Let's pause for a brief traffic report. Here with the latest is the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
John, congratulations. My hero.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that, man. I was with Nino on Saturday night, actually.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah. So we had a couple of drinks and laughed about everything and got to catch up. I haven't seen him for a few months.
Yep. Well, congratulations. You said what a lot of people thought.
Yeah, that's the one thing. That's the one comment we get the most. You know, you said what we were all thinking.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then selling a few more crab cakes ain't a bad thing either. You know what I'm saying?
No, not at all, man. And then hopefully they become lifelong customers.
Well, we love you guys. You know that. Northbound I-97 improving now at Route 100. The backup there coming up from New Cut Road. There was a minor accident there, but it's improved now to where they're back to the posted limit all the way up. Very brief delays now, under 10 minutes at both the Harbor Tunnels. Still some leftover banking on the Beltway on the Parkville side through Pikesville and down the west side, but no incidents right now on the Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cold today, some snow showers this afternoon, overnight. Could be a wintry mix tomorrow morning, but it'll change over to old rain. Right now, cloudy 30 in Glen Burnie, 31 in Dundalk. John Menadakis, co-owner of Jimmy's Famous Seafood with his brother Tony, is on our hotline here this morning. And so you made an offer to the men's Olympic team that they could get what? Free crab cakes for life?
The men's and women's free crab cakes for life, not only when they're in the area, because obviously, you know, they play the Capitals a few times a year individually.
Well, Jack will be in Friday, March 20th.
Yes.
I know,
yes,
I'm going to that game.
Yeah, same. So Devils play the Capitals March 20th, day after my birthday. So hopefully, you know, Jack takes us up on that offer. If not, you know, we do ship our crab cakes across the country. The people from the Small Business Administration said that they were with the players coming back from Italy, and they were all scrolling the website and checking out everything we have to offer. So we're excited to host them, hopefully in person one day. But if not, obviously we'll ship them to them as well.
Have you heard from any member of the men's or women's hockey team about this viral moment or about your offer?
Not yet. Not yet. Obviously, they're busy with people that are a lot more important than me these days. So maybe when the dust settles, our DMs will have a nice surprise in them.
Yeah, that's great. And look, and here's you go to your website today. You've got the I think it's a great looking mascot of the crab cake, with the patriotic crab cake with the sunglasses and the hat on there. So you guys are really good at marketing as well. So not only good at viral moments, John, your marketing team is doing a great job.
Yeah, we're blessed to work alongside some amazing men and women, and this has been fun. It's been a really fun week. What's happening is really just worth being ourselves, and we have a little more eyeballs on us than usual. So not changing who we are, not changing what we do or what we cook. We're just doing it for a new audience.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, you did a great job, and I want to thank you for your patriotism and defense of the men's and women's Olympic hockey team, and also for the great food and great memories of Jimmy's over the years. So thanks again, John, for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Thank you so much.
Our pleasure. It's John Minidakis, Jimmy's Famous Seafood, right there on Hollibert Avenue in Dundalk. And we had a great time, great food there for Chuck's 60th roast for actually was for 50 some years. 57 I think is this year. Maybe we'll do the 60 again coming up. Who knows? 8:47, 13 minutes now for the hour of 9 o'clock. All right, so an illegal alien from Africa with a shocking criminal history was arrested for stabbing a woman to death in Virginia this week. The brutal attack unfolded last Monday in Fairfax County, which, by the way, is a sanctuary jurisdiction. Police were called to the bus stop, where they found a woman suffering from multiple stab wounds to her upper body. Officers and medics attempted to revive the victim. She was pronounced deceased at the scene. She was identified as Stephanie Minter, a 41-year-old mother from Fredericksburg, Virginia. We talked about this a little bit on Friday, but now we've got a lot more information. Investigators reviewed the surveillance footage and identified a person of interest, Abdul Jallo, 32-year-old vagrant who was seen exiting a bus Minter had been riding. Tuesday, the Fairfax County Police Department received a call from a shop employee who had spotted Jallo, and they located, the police found him, and tied him to the theft that occurred at another location earlier in the day. He was arrested and charged with petty larceny. And then he was charged with second-degree murder. He's being held on bond. Now, here's the rub. This is a illegal. He came from Sierra Leone. An illegal African illegal alien had been arrested more than 30 times and charged with a slew of crimes, including rape, malicious wounding, assault, battery, drug possession, identity theft, trespassing, larceny, firing a weapon, contributing to the delinquency of a minor, and pickpocketing as well. So, again, this is on blood on the hands of Virginia Governor Abigail Spanberger, her Attorney General Jay Jones, and the Fairfax County DA, who tried to spin some kind of excuse why the reason why he let him go over the weekend. This is outrageous and barely made any news whatsoever. I understand the news cycle was dominated by Nancy Guthrie and now, of course, the war. But there are Americans. This is happening each and every day in America because of what Barack Obama and Joe Biden let into this country. President Trump is trying to put a stop to it. But the damage is so extensive. The numbers are so stark, so large. It's going to take years for us to crawl out of this mess. It's just outrageous. All right, time now for our feel-good news segment of the day. I need some good. A feel-good news segment brought to you by Town Appliance. Joe Richardson launched a mobile laundromat, and for a few hours every week, he washes and dries clothes for unhoused people, you know, otherwise known as homeless, in Philadelphia. He works for his family's laundromat, but here's how he's helping the homeless.
This This was an idea that I had in 2010 when I was incarcerated. For me, cleaning homeless people's clothes is like second nature, because being in the struggle, being in the community, being away, one guy told me, he said, man, just to have clean clothes is a blessing to me. It helps me feel better about myself.
Yeah, and that's called paying it forward, so way to go. And our Feel Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com, powered by family, trusted by yours.
Imagine if you couldn't hear these natural sounds of life, your partners, your spouse, your children, your grandchildren, your favorite song, show, radio program, or just nature itself. I mean, losing hearing is, it can, we've seen studies where it certainly, it obviously is a very significant social impact on one's life. And the fact of the matter is you can do something about it. You can get an annual hearing exam, which I would strongly recommend. And the best place for that is Audiology Associates, 10 different locations throughout the Baltimore Metro. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle, empathetic approach to your hearing assessment. And I would, whether it's you're having some problems with earwax or other ear issues. I know they helped my wife with tinnitus just a couple of years ago, and they'll help you as well. And I would, if you're over 50, I would just start making that annual hearing exam or at least every 2 years or something. Just get, start with a baseline so we know where your hearing is right now. And then if there are any changes with it, then we can document that as well. So call for your appointment today and online. You get, it's the easiest place to go to register. Find a location near you and register for your appointment today. AAIAudiology.com. That's AAIAudiology.com.
Need smarter office IT, print, and marketing solutions? Explore Dasio's multifunction printers, Epson, Canon, Kyocera, and so much more to help your business needs run and grow. Serving Bel Air and Hunt Valley. Learn more at MyDasio.com.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
8:53 traffic and weather on the freeze. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
We're still jammed up right here on the Interloop at Green Spring, and I've been looking down at the camera towards the JFX. I don't see anything. The pace is still a little bit slow there, but we're still backed up from Park Heights Avenue coming through Green Spring on the Interloop, and then getting better finally after the JFX. This is a link back up there, and it could indicate that there might be just a problem. All it takes is a broken down vehicle or a minor wreck right before the ramp at the JFX to back this up. But everybody else on the Beltway is starting to thin out, and this is actually getting worse now from Reisterstown Road over to the JFX. So if you're on the Interloop, be prepared. A lot of brake lights now in that area headed from Pikesville towards Towson. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cold today and maybe some snow showers later this afternoon, overnight. Tomorrow morning we are expecting maybe a wintry mix of snow and then turning over to cold rain as the temperatures begin to warm. So it could be an interesting mixture tomorrow morning for rush hour. Right now 30 and cloudy in Pasadena. It's 30 in Middle River. And at 8:54, Kim Klasick Live is coming up next. Right after the 9 o'clock news. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
We're good.
Well, of course, I was online. It felt like all day yesterday as we struck around with Israel. And, of course, that was like trying to drink water from a fire hose because you've got so much coming out at once. And then, of course, there's a lot of opinion on top of of the facts, so it was hard to decipher which was which. Of course, we're going to talk about the strikes in Iran. We are also going to talk to Delegate Kathy Schlage, Delegate Ryan Naraki, as we do every Monday at 9:35 to talk about the latest in Annapolis. We have Kevin Ford running in District 42. He's going to be joining us. He's in Baltimore County at 11 o'clock. And then also Chris Burnett. We had him not too long ago running in CD6, but he spent time over in the Middle East. And so we're going to try to get, you know, kind of his thoughts on what's happening, what happens next. I was able to catch some of the presser from the Pentagon, and it looks like they've got what they feel like is a lot under control. But, of course, you got a lot of people still asking many questions, which you would expect.
Yeah, no, this is a not going to be a snatch and grab like Maduro.
Right.
It's not going to be like ISIS, because they were pretty well concentrated. Iran is roughly the size of Alaska, and so they've got a lot of their ballistic missiles that, and that's the key here. I mean, stop them from rebuilding their nuke and completely dismantle and destroy their ballistic missile program, which could hit Europe and some of our neighbors and friends in the Middle East. And President Trump is the first president in my lifetime to actually take this kind of action. I remember Reagan said when the bombing at the truck bombing in Beirut, they killed 241 Marines. It was his greatest regret.
Yeah.
Since that time, we've tried, we've dabbled. But this president has the courage and I think the fortitude to do this, in spite of all the sniping by some Democrat. Did you see the Wes Moore statement?
I did.
And the Brandon Scott statement?
I actually commented on those statements. Yeah, Governor Wes Moore is monitoring what's going on in Iran. And I said, dude, you can't even monitor the rebuild of the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
Or a 16-year-old left alone in a hotel downtown.
Exactly. I mean, the audacity of this guy. But, you know, same with Mayor Scott. He's talking about, oh, the people didn't want this. I don't think the people wanted a $165,000 SUV. And I asked him if he was posting from that SUV.
Oh, it's much worse. Did you see the Baltimore Brew story?
Oh, I did not see that.
$890,000 in expenses.
Right. The spending, on the procurement cars. Is that what we were talking about? Yes, we did see that. It's fathomable, I guess, to some people that they would weigh in on this. But for me, it's kind of just like a slap in the face, because you do not have any kind of control of what's going on in the state, Mayor Scott in the city, yet they want to just continue to go after Trump, and it just looks foolish.
Yeah. And eventually, did you see the new game show hosted by Governor Moore, Mythbusters?
Oh, I didn't see that.
I'll have to share the video with you.
Oh, my gosh.
You'll get a kick out of it.
All right. Well, thank you. We've got a lot coming up.
Kim Clayson coming up live right after the 9 o'clock news. Nancy Mace, she tweeted at Ilhan Omar something along the lines of, how did it feel being married to your brother? Well, that triggered her, and she accused Mace of being drunk. And all sorts of stuff. And now Mace telling Newsmax Ed Henry that she is ready to take some action against Ilhan Omar.
She was also responding because I was complaining about that. Where was she when Jews were slaughtered? Over 1,000 Jews were slaughtered in Israel by Hamas, by Palestinians on a Jewish holiday. I don't remember her complaining about that. And when she said that very defamatory statement about me in the middle of the night, by the way, what was she doing in the middle of the night? but I asked her what it was like to be married to your brother. I mean, like, she has no room to attack anyone on any issue, quite frankly, and I'm ready to denaturalize and deport her to Somalia. Let's go.
Yeah, I think we have to start doing that. I mean, these people that bear ill will and malice towards the United States, earlier we said racist Rashida Tlaib referred to Israel and the United States as they. And it could be a slip of the tongue. It could be she misspoke, but doesn't seem like she's making any apologies for it. These are the people that should not be here or should be stripped of their citizenship if they wish ill will towards the United States. I understand you don't like the president. We can have our political differences. But once you start siding with the enemy, then I think it's time action be taken. So get your thoughts on that maybe tomorrow. Don't forget, the best of Casey and Company each and every day is available at WCBM.com on our Facebook and Rumble pages. It is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. All right, that's going to do it for us. Stay tuned. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. She's got a full show, always informative, entertaining. We're back tomorrow morning bright and early at 6 a.m. And until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.